Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome Center Stage. I'm Carrie Hines, your host. That was the theme song from the website Black Atheist. I think it's Black Atheist of Atlanta, .com. Normally I would say TGIF, as in thank God it's Friday, but since it's Friday the 13th and we're talking about Black Atheist on Friday the 13th, I don't know yet. Anything is possible tonight. So buckle your seatbelts. It may be a very bumpy ride. Call a friend, call a neighbor, call a coworker. Tell them Center Stage is talking to Black Atheists tonight. I must admit, until recently, I thought all Black people believed in God. Call me naive, but I really did. This week I've done a lot of research on the topic. And what I found out about atheists or atheism is this. That's the non-belief in God or deities. Atheists do not accept the fact that there are limitations on human understanding. Therefore, we may never get an answer to every question. Isaiah 55:8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." Christians put their faith in God, while atheists place their faith in science. That said, science is always evolving, never with 100% certainty. While Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is infinite. Man is finite. God knows the why. Man grasps for wisdom. God knows the end from the beginning. Man sees just the short part of now. Many atheists contend that the Bible is religious dogma made up of metaphors, allegories, legends, and mythology. While Christians say the Bible is the undeniable word of God. So an atheist may say, well, who made God? My answer would be God is outside of time. He is eternal with no beginning or end. So let's start right there. But before we begin, let me remind you that the views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect that of Center Stage, the host, or our advertisers. And also, tonight's segment of Center Stage is being brought to you by African American News and Commentary Blog, your single source for news, events, and commentary that is of unique interest to African Americans. They're located on the web at www.AfricanAmericanNewsAndCommentary.com. Well, tonight, my guest, we're going to go to the website BlackAtheistOfAtlanta.com. We have with us Black Sun, and we also have Uncle Cut, of blackatheistsofatlanta.com. And also out of Dallas, Texas, we have DeWa Study Group. We have with us David, Paul, and Tyrone. And I understand there are others, but I did not get their names going in. So I'm going to try to open up everybody's phone line, if you would give me a second. And I'm going to begin with a question so you all can think of it as I'm opening up your phone lines. As a Christian, first of all, I could not find another Christian that was willing to debate y'all. So that was very shocking. I called every Christian that I know, mostly pastors, and most of them felt this way, that the Word of God is not something that you should have to debate. And so, therefore, they were not willing to come on and debate the subject, which in a way I can understand, in another way I absolutely understand, but I have to respect the way they feel about it. But that said, I wonder, as an atheist, as a Christian, I am 100% certain that there is a God. As an atheist, how certain are you that there isn't, will be my first question, as I try to get into the switchboard, which I'm struggling with right now. But as a Christian, I am 100% certain that I am serving a true and living God. As an atheist, how certain are you that there is no God? And give me 1 second. Our switchboards are freezing for whatever reason. Tonight, like I said, it's Friday the 13th. Y'all, anything is possible tonight. So give me just a second as we try again to get into our switchboard. But that was the thing that most puzzled me this week, is that one of the guest panelists, and we will talk to Paul, who's not really an atheist, he's an agnostic, and we've talked about this before, and I said I am 100% certain that there is a God, and we're going to let him tell you at some point tonight what percentage of certainty he is that there isn't. But let's just say it wasn't 100%. And I am struggling, y'all, to get into the chat room, and I do not understand what is going on. We are really struggling tonight. But, again, it's Friday the 13th. Anything is possible. Give me 1 second. We cannot get into our chat room. Hold on. Okay, give me 1 second to figure out what just happened. We are freezing, and this has never happened before. And like I told y'all, Friday the 13th, who knows what will happen, but I will say that I will not let the devil win tonight. And in all of the time that we have been on the air, we have never struggled with this problem. But tonight we're struggling. But we studied atheism this week from top to bottom and sideways, and we cannot understand as Christians, in most cases, why atheists, and this is another question, if you're an atheist and you don't believe that there's a God, then why would you ever have to put a title on your disbelief? Because if something is not believable to you, it seems like it would not even be acknowledged. Okay, y'all, for some reason we are truly struggling with getting into our system. So we're going to have to completely log out and come back in for whatever reason. We're not certain why this happened, but we're just going to start all over, and we're going to be calm about it. And we're going to trust that Friday the 13th will not defeat us. We will defeat Friday the 13th. Let's see. And we will go back in just a second. But that's another question that we will hope that you all will answer tonight. If there is no God and you don't believe that there is, then why acknowledge the fact that you are an atheist, which is saying that you don't believe, because anything that I don't believe in, I don't even acknowledge. It's somewhat invisible to me, non-existent. I look at it as something that is insignificant. So atheists put so much emphasis on there isn't a God and disproving or attempting to disprove that God exists, which makes me wonder, maybe somewhere in the back of an atheist mind, they really do believe that there is a God. That's just my belief tonight. And we're going to see if you all can't. Here we go. We're going to try one more time to get back into the system. But we're going to see if you all can answer that for me tonight. And we're going to pray. We're going to listen. All you Christians out there, just listen and pray with me that we get into the system tonight, because I am struggling with, and here we go. We are in. Thank God. Okay. One strange occurrence on Friday the 13th. Let's pray that there are no more. Okay. I'm sorry. Here we go, folks. We're going to try to open you up. Good evening. How are you? 770-270. Good evening, y'all. Let's see. Good evening, everyone.
How you doing, sister? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear everybody. Good evening.
Okay, good. Are you there?
Yeah, the WAS study group, are y'all with me? Let's see. Everybody's phone line should be open. Good evening,
they
everyone.
They pray hard enough.
Uh-oh. Y'all need to go on with that.
Y'all is wild.
Oh, God. I cannot believe I just
heard
y'all is wild.
Hey,
did you hear it at the beginning of the show?
Man, you know what? I heard at the beginning of the show, and she needs to go ahead. She needs to do that, to pile it on and add as much as she can add. Because I guarantee you, once you finish this particular conversation, you'll definitely walk away with some type of doubt. I guarantee that.
Okay, I'm gonna walk away as a Christian with some type of doubt about whether or not God exists.
You're gonna walk away wondering if you're a Christian or not. Saying,
ooh,
really?
Listen.
Guarantee that.
Okay, we gonna see. Well, listen, y'all heard my questions as I was struggling to get into my own switchboard tonight. Who wants to respond first? With 100%. Somebody's got
somebody
a feedback. Somebody's in the room
down.
With a computer and a telephone, maybe?
Yeah, somebody got to turn that computer down.
Somebody got some serious feedback. Y'all need to turn it down.
Mute the computer.
Turn it down. The devil is a liar.
And the devil is a liar. Amen, Mr. Amen, I agree. Who is that, Black Sun or Unc?
That's Brother Unc. God killer.
Okay.
That's God killer.
Okay, let's start with you then, Uncle Kett. Tell us, I'm 100% certain that there is a God. How certain are you that there isn't?
We're going to let Black Sun go first. I'm going to defer. I'm going to let him go first.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, Black.
Sister, as a Christian, and I want to thank you for having us on the show, you said that you are sure that 100% that there is a God. And I said, as an atheist, I am 100% that you don't have no proof to show that there is a God. That's how I
look at
the situation.
Okay. Okay. So,
Okay, and number two, you said that God is infinite, but in the Bible, God said he's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and ending. So you can't have the Alpha and Omega, which is a contradiction to eternal life. You either have a beginning and an ending, or you have eternal life. So which is it? So you're calling, not only did you call the devil a liar, you're calling the Bible a liar.
Really? Okay. And I will address that. Who's next? Whoever. I want to take all your questions at once. And Uncle Kett, what is your belief?
I'm saying you don't even understand the definition of God. You have no education on what God is or what it's not. And that's the problem, because we're not just atheists. We're Black atheists. That's a total different animal to deal with.
Okay, now what is the difference between a white atheist and a Black atheist?
A Black atheist understands nationalism. Black Sun, he'll get into that. And a Black atheist understands that African people are the original atheists, and that we're all born atheists. We're all born without a belief system, left to our parents to fill in the gaps. Very simple. When a baby is born, he does not know whether he's a Muslim, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist. It's the parents' responsibility to give them information on this. So, sis, if you was born in Saudi Arabia right now, you'd be howling about Jesus Christ is not the Son of God and Allah is God. You would say that. Very, very simple to understand.
Somebody's again in the room with their computer. You have to mute the computer or you'll get the feedback.
So to answer your question, how can I be certain that there is no God? from an African perspective, the way we've been brought Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, there is no God. There is no one stationed on the third heaven waiting to save you. There is no such thing. Else it would have been happened by now. 350 million years of history, and that's just not what's happening. And so from an African perspective, this is what the African says. Now, you trace the word God back to its Germanic roots, which is good, which means mighty man. Okay, so we're talking about Indo-Europeans in the steeple of Russia, who their god to them was the mighty man, to invoke one who killed the most. So that's their concept of God. As you read in the Old and New Testament, you'll find specifically in the Old Testament that God is a straight-up killer. Okay, now, from an African perspective, now you got to trace the word from the Indo-European back to the original, which is Africa. We have a 350,000-year lead on people. And so we have invented the ideas and concept of God. And what we said was that God was what? It was a great ancestor, okay, or king, or a queen, or specifically water, or all the elements. To the African, that was God. Nothing spooky, everything natural. And so since we are the people that invented the idea and concept of God, for you to truly know God, you got to do like all they prophets did. All they prophets went back to Africa to figure out what God was.
Okay. Okay, study group out of Dallas, the WA study group. Good evening, y'all. David, hey. Tyrone, Paul, good evening. Yeah. Okay, who do I have?
They ain't make it. They prayed too hard. They ain't going to make it.
Oh, listen, trust me, them brothers showed up. I have y'all. Can y'all not hear me?
They got scooped out.
No, trust me, they ain't spooked. David, Paul, Tyrone, good evening. Okay, let me try another phone line. I see another Dallas number. Maybe there's phone. Good evening, 469-556.
Hello, how you doing?
Paul, how you doing?
This is Dawaya.
Hey, Dawaya. Okay, there we go. Now, that's the one. Dewa, how you doing?
Well, I have peace of mind.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, that's a Hebrew. It's a Hebrew, huh?
Oh, no, he's
not
real about his. David,
oh.
I am 100% certain.
You need to
God.
Let
how
me,
certain are you that there isn't a
You need
a
to
God?
Let me explain myself
okay.
because I'm the only person that can explain me.
Okay.
Okay. We are ancient historians. We are
we getting feedback?
Okay, somebody, you got noise in your background, David. Can you mute them out? Or?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, we are
ancient historians.
Okay.
Can you hear me now better?
I hear you better.
We are ancient historians. We study the history of each tribe of people that has ever been on the face of the earth. It's 250,000 years of history.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we study. Our motto is documentation for our conversation. Who, what, when, how, why, and where did your belief come from? And this is, several of the young men have told you some heavy stuff. They are good students in studying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we are about. We are a think tank. We are what you call the Ancient of Days. And God is a Germanic word. Came from the ancient Druids. Only the Germanic race of people who is Japheth cheering at the 10th chapter of your Bible. See, I deal with the history of your Bible. In the 10th chapter, you find your pasture that lived in the Caucasus Mountains was the Gentiles. These are the people that believe in God. If you are a Mason, they ask you how you're traveling. You say from east to west. Why from east to west? God came from the east to the west. You're in the Western Hemisphere, and I came from the Western Hemisphere. I am not an African American. I am a Kashada. Most people in our class have the indigenous people blood over here. It was black people over here, and we didn't come from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That land over there was called the land of Ham before any white man ever set foot into it.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the greatest lands in its history. It's 250,000 years. Starts with the Twa people, who you call the Pygmy. And we've studied that history, and I can run that history straight down of any nation of people. This is what we do. We know who God is. Religion was started 4,000 years ago and was started with Hinduism. And so out of Hinduism came Yehudaism, what you call Judaism today, and out of that came Zoroastrianism, Taoism, Yin and Yang, Confucianism, Christianity, Islam, Sikhism. That's the chronological order of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the history of each one of them, and they gods. There have been 330,000 different gods on the face of the earth. You are a Pauline Christian up under the angelic gospel Christian Episcopal teaching, and at Revelation 2, verse 15, in your Bible, it told you about the Nicolaitan teaching. Jesus said that he hated this teaching, and you're up under the Apostate Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Tertullian Creed. If you're a Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Episcopalian, you say the Apostate Creed every Sunday. If you're Baptist, you're under the Nicene. If you're any other denomination, you're up under the Tertullian Creed. Well, that's the Nicolaitan doctrine that's found in Revelation 2, verse 15. And I don't know no preacher that got a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, or cum laude can explain this to me, and I don't mind dialoguing it.
Okay, now we see Dewar knows his history. Now, Dewar, answer the question I asked. I'm 100% certain there is a God. How are you saying there is or is not a God?
There is not anything. A god. Each nation of people had a god. A god has, every god has been a man upon this earth. It's after he died, the people mortalized him. The first god that you can trace the history of is Cush. Nimrod's dad.
But when I say
mythology,
I have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are you saying that that God exists or does not exist?
The gods of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, these people, if you know that one tribe of people in the Bible did not believe in any gods, they believed in a man that they called Yah. They was in the ways of Yah. Y-A-H, which is in a similar term. Y has its own language. We speak this language. This is the oldest language known to mankind. In your Bible, it tells you about the Ancient of Days. We are the Ancient of Days. That's what I teach, this ancient history. So God, who was the first God on earth? And then you can see the history of God's coming in. The first time any people ever worshiped God was 4,000 B.C. with the Hindu. And that's a funny thing, because the Hindu God, Holy Trinity, is Krishna, Shiva, and Vishnu. So means Christ in this language, translated in this language. It only means the black one. So this Gentile.
The phone lines are blowing up, y'all. So tell me, Dewar, is there anybody else in your group that wants to speak up before I go to any of these phone calls?
I'm listening.
I turn my class over to my youngsters.
Well, I'm listening,
y'all.
Come on with it.
Karen, I'd like to make a comment. You initially started out by indicating. I'm sorry, you have a problem hearing me. Hello?
Getting an echo.
Okay, you're still getting the echo.
No,
I'm good right now.
I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. I like you started out by categorizing me as agnostic. And so I want to just kind of clarify a couple of things. And you also indicated that most black people that you know believe in some form of God. And
okay,
so,
you got noise in your background. Can people, you know? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so you indicated that most black people that you know believed in some God, correct? Well, when you study history and you study a group of people, you will know that God exists. And so we have to go and look at this from a mental perspective. See, a lot of these people have mental disorders.
If a Christian believes in God, in the Bible, then they have to have a mental disorder.
Oh, absolutely. See, because
somebody may say the same
person,
thing about an agnostic or an atheist, but
well,
get to that later. Go ahead.
Well, let me explain myself.
Mm-hmm.
A logical person would indicate that anybody who views a myth as reality in today's, in 2012,
so you're saying the Bible is a myth?
Most of us follow the Gregorian calendar.
So you're saying the Bible is a myth?
Well, I'm not just saying the Bible is a myth. I am saying the Bible is a myth. The Quran is a myth. Any religious texts out there that indicate that there is a God, it is a myth.
Ooh, wow, the phone lines, listen. Now,
wait a minute. When you indicate something is a myth, you have to ask, why is it a myth? And it is a myth simply because in 2011, you cannot prove it.
That's right.
And what if you attempt to prove it, you will be labeled as a schizophrenia.
I know the Christians are like chopping at the bit to get at you,
well,
but okay.
I'm sure they are. You will be labeled as a schizophrenia.
So now, all Christians are labeled schizophrenic because they believe that there's a God.
They're gone.
A God. Oh, wow. Or a Muslim who believes it's in Allah.
Gone.
Oh, my.
Right. Now, we have one more brother who want to make his opening statement, and I'm sure he won't take long, but I know he needs to speak. Just a
we
moment.
Are listening. He has our undivided attention. Good evening.
How you doing, Sister Carrie? I'm glad to be here. I do appreciate you letting me on. As far as the topic at hand, it is a myth. And anyone who believes in little spookisms and anything of that nature is suffering from a schizophrenic disorder. If you present yourself in a fashion where you are hearing disembodied voices and you are seeing disembodied persons and you're believing in fairy tales, that is clinically schizophrenic.
Well, y'all, okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. Is there anybody else in your group before I hit these phone lines? Because I'm sure they got a lot to say.
I got one question,
yeah.
Sis. I got
I'm
one question.
Me too, okay?
This the black atheist. You make sure we get out just due, though, because they're going a little long. So
okay.
We'll make sure we get ours in, though.
Okay, this is okay. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. But I'm listening. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that those brothers from Dallas, right?
Yeah.
And they made
right.
good points.
Yeah.
But you'll find out at the end of the day, you'll see them start to jump off the planet and spook out a little bit too.
Oh.
And so we say what it is, they're complicated. They're well studied, right? But
right.
you'll find that they also rely on biblical literature and biblical names. As a black atheist, we go straight back to the original. We do not need any biblical documentation. I just want to let you know, because they're going to get you. You can't handle them. It's impossible for you to handle their level of information, sis. I'm telling you right now.
Ooh,
but take your time and listen. You'll see them needing to kind of sort of lean on your information. Just listen real closely.
No. That's not us.
Okay, we're going to area code
281-855.
Good evening. You're on center stage. Area code 281-855. Good evening. You're center stage.
You had to pick on me, didn't you?
You.
Well, you know, it's really funny because I guess people that are really atheists or agnostics have never had true miracles happen in their life. One of the things I guess I'd like to ask these people, what do you think happens to all the knowledge and all the experiences and all the things you learn in this life when you die? Do you really think it just all disappears?
Nope. Can I answer that first?
Me too.
Can I answer that first?
Yes.
First of all, the information is passed on from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And so life, since life is eternal, right, you teach your children. If you want to be on the planet forever, you have children. Very simple.
No, but that doesn't answer my question because there are things that I know that no one else will ever know.
Right.
So that's
good.
Not an answer to my question.
So your question is, does information just disappear? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I guess the question would be, what do you think happens to all of that knowledge and learning when you die? There are things in each one of us as individuals that no other person on the face of the earth will ever know.
Okay.
They will never know.
That's a good point. You know what's deep, though, sis? That's why our ancestors in Africa wrote it on the walls. And see,
pictures
were a thousand. Hold on. A picture is worth 1,000 words. And see, you can debate back and forth, but you can go right to Africa and see
but
what
you're
our
missing
ancestors
the
were
point.
Talking about.
You're
I'm
missing,
not missing the point.
Yes, you are. There are things in every human being
well,
that will
what.
Never be known, no matter how many drawings there are, no matter how many times it's written
agree,
down, no
so
matter
so
how many times the stories are told.
I agree with you. So now you tell me where to go at. Let you answer that question for yourself.
Well, I can't answer that. I believe that it all goes back to the original source, which, for lack of a better word, most Christians will use the word God because that's what we know the entity is. And
okay,
in my view, everything on the face of this earth and every human being, I don't care what color you are, we are all connected in one fashion. And every single bit of our learning, when we die, goes back to the original source. And once we reach an understanding that we are all interconnected, we won't need to come back to the earth to learn again. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Let me,
okay,
oh, no.
See,
that's
crazy.
This is
Black
Sun.
Okay.
You
this
are
Black
from.
Okay, one at a time, y'all.
Hold on. This is Black Sun. Now, notice how the sister, or you know, the female that was, I'm sorry, what was her name?
You don't call me sister. I mean, what's
the actress
Delphi
is not a sister. She's a Caucasian.
Yeah, you can't be a sister.
Okay, let me address her. The woman that was on the phone, notice how she said she believes. Now, when you deal with belief or you deal with faith, you're dealing with something that has no evidence and no proof. Not only does Webster's Dictionary prove this, but also the Bible says this. So when you say you have faith and you believe, that means you have no proof or evidence. So,
Hold on, baby.
When you just said that, you have something that nobody else has. Yeah, we all have spookism that we can't share because you can't really can't explain it. I call that spookism. But however, let me finish. I can pass down Black nationalism to my kids. I can teach them agriculture. I can teach them, physics. I can teach them mathematics, things that are essential to survive. So like,
this is not
said,
what I'm.
Hold on. I know what you're talking about is spookism.
No, I'm not. There are certain things that happen in this.
Okay, those things you cannot prove.
Okay,
all right.
Let me ask you a question, okay? And you give me an answer if you can.
Okay, but before you ask the question, can you prove what you're saying? Is that all I'm saying?
I can prove what I'm saying. I can prove what I'm saying.
Let it prove it.
Then demonstrate. Okay.
The question is, if there is no God, and you're running everything on logic, you tell me how somebody survives when their aorta, which is the main vein in your body that passes the blood back to your heart, how do they survive if that vein is or that artery is blocked 100%? How does that blood get to the rest of the system? And how do they survive if they weren't meant to be here to continue to do God's work? You tell me how that happens.
Okay.
And then I'll believe.
I'll be glad to.
After that, we're going to pick up the next question. And Thelma, we're going to leave y'all phone wide open. I mean, Thelma's phone line open. But go ahead, answer Thelma's question if you can.
Okay, I'll be glad to. First of all, when man says that something is not 100%, you're basing your logic and theory based on man-made equipment. As long as you don't have your head cut off, you can survive. When people talk about, a person died and then they came back to life, they were never dead. And when a person says, oh, my gosh, you know, she has a spider vein. She wasn't supposed to survive. No. We, like I said, you know, we've been dealing with institutions of medicines for thousands of years. So when the Caucasian come on the scene, they don't fully understand how the body functions. So they just deem you, that person's dead or this and that. But you know, we don't understand this pure 100% science. Go ahead.
We're going to go to the next caller because we got some callers been holding for a minute. Area code 901-22998. Good evening. You're on center stage.
Thank you for having me. I just want to comment on the last caller. Making is known as a logical fallacy. It's called an argument from ignorance. because we don't have an explanation. Yeah, it really is. You can look it up on the internet. You can find it in academic texts. If you want the Greek, it's called argumentum ad ignorantum. So basically it goes like this: because we cannot explain certain things, therefore God exists. Well, no, there's no such thing.
What? Wait a minute, I'm sorry. We won
that,
but lose more.
I got it.
If what?
He said he can't explain
something. No, let him.
God,
no, I want him to say. Say what?
You want me to repeat what I just said?
This time just a little slower, because for those of us as Christians, I'm not sure. Wow, if I like what you just said, repeat that one more time, but slower.
Okay, what the last caller was doing was saying, because we cannot explain why a particular person was able to survive, or why we cannot explain what happens after you die, therefore God exists. It's called an argument from ignorance. It's a very well-known logical fallacy. You can look it up on the internet. You cannot say God exists because of that. If that was the case, I could say fairies exist because we cannot explain that. You know, it's silly.
Are you an atheist?
Yes, I'm a strong
atheist.
Let me
ask you a question. Have you ever been a Christian? And if so, did something happen in the church that turned you off? Or how did you just become, I mean, I know the atheists of Atlanta say that people are born an atheist, but were you ever a Christian?
I wouldn't say that I was ever a Christian. I mean, when I was 6 or 7 years old, maybe I did believe in God, but, you know, that's like saying that a kid can understand politics. That's silly. When I got to the age where I could actually understood what I believed, you know, I realized how stupid this stuff was. When I actually learned science in a textbook and all the things I know now, I realized how foolish all that stuff was.
Wow, it is Friday the 13th, y'all. Anything. You know what, I just don't think I like the fact that you're saying just because someone believes that there's a God, then that makes them ignorant. I think that's...
Well, I didn't say to make them ignorant. I didn't say anything at all. But what I will tell you is that belief in a God is foolish and it's completely unnecessary.
Well, brother, I'm going to pray for you because I think that is like foolishness and craziness to even say that. But I appreciate your call, but I really totally disagree with you tonight. But thank you.
Could you please tell me why you think so? Because belief in God is the same.
Well, you know what? The thing is, as a female, not black, not white, but just as a female, if I were to date a man, and knowing that that man is flawed, knowing that that man is just human just like I am, knowing that that man has weaknesses just like I do, I would hate to think that I would put all my faith in him, because you know what? I know that he's man. But I would hope that I would date a man who was a Christian who knew a man. Because I know that if he can't handle it, he knows somebody who can. So for you, sir, to think that you have all the answers and that it all stops with you.
I never said anything like that.
When you say you don't believe in God, who supports you? Who gives you your next breath? Who wakes you up?
Let me explain to you who gives me my next breath. Gives me my next breath would be my lungs. Is no supernatural entity.
Who puts air in your lungs? Who do you think puts air in your lungs?
Trees put air in your lungs. They create oxygen.
You know what, brother man? And you're out of Memphis, I see. God bless you. And I will say to you this:
God
that you've never been in a position in which you have to look to that same person that you say that does not exist. That's all I say to you, brother. And thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Sis, could I say something real fast?
Sure.
Do you not? I could kind of translate what he was really saying.
I could too. He called us ignorant.
No, he didn't mean that. He gave you a Greek word, right? Now listen. What he really was trying to say was, if you go back further enough, right? Let's just use the Bible. You'll find that Moses always goes to a mountain to talk to God. You know that, right? And we'll say it's called Shaddai El, God of the mountain.
There we go with the schizophrenia again.
Okay, so hold on. And so what we're saying is, if you see a mountain and it's on fire coming from it, in 2011 we understand it to be a volcano. But back then they did not have the science to even understand what a volcano was. So they did what everybody do. You understand, you put mythology around it, or you try to explain it the best way you can. Science now explains exactly what a volcano is. So what he was really saying was, until you get understanding on a subject, right, you'll always act out in ignorance. There's nothing wrong with being ignorant, simply meaning not to know. So it's 2011 now, and now we understand there's a lot of things in the Bible are strictly mythology. Your own Bible tells you it's mythology. Maybe later on I'll take you there and show you.
Okay,
but,
well,
but
maybe
he's not calling you ignorant, but a volcano
is a volcano.
Maybe
I'll let you do that. Anytime, can we pick up another call? Because we got some folks who's been holding a long time, y'all. We're going to go to, let's see, who's been on next? We're going to go to 702-577. Good evening, you're on center stage.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening for a while.
Okay. Sorry for making you hold so long.
I'm not sure where to start, so maybe you can ask me which one of these issues you would like me to respond to, because there's a lot of stuff I would like to respond
to. Okay, well, start with the most pressing issue. Which one hit you the hardest?
Oh, I don't know if any of them hit me the hardest.
Okay.
It's just, it seems like a lot of them are silly, but I'm not sure.
Are you atheist? Let's just start here then. Are you atheist or Christian?
Well, first of all, I think that people use the label atheist erroneously. I don't think a person that doesn't have that rejects religion likes to label themselves an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Even any person that has a religion is an atheist to some degree. For example, you say you're a Christian, but as it pertains to Greek mythology, you're an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
As it pertains to any other mythology, you're an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The difference is the people who are labeled atheists in general,
mm-hmm.
we simply reject all mythology. We don't make any distinctions between Jewish mythology or Christian mythology, or it's all mythology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that, and when you say I'm 100% sure, a person could say I'm 100% sure that there's an invisible spaghetti monster out in space. Just because you say you're 100% sure doesn't mean that doesn't make it 100% fact. The burden of proof is still on you to prove that it's fact, not that you say it's 100% to you. What it means to you is irrelevant.
Well, let me stop you there. You know what? You most people that get married say, I get married because I'm in love. You can't feel love. You can't see love.
Yes, exactly. Yes, you can feel love.
But you feel love the same way I can say I feel love from God. You see what I'm saying? So you can't.
Let me respond to that. A person can say, I feel love for Santa Claus. Does that mean that Santa Claus is real?
Okay,
the person
but you don't let me finish my argument. So just like the person who's in love say they feel love, but they can't touch it, but they know it exists because they feel it between them and that person. I feel that same love through God.
I can't feel him,
I can't touch him, but I know it's there. You know what I'm saying?
So I think for everybody
who's a non-believer to make the argument that, oh, we're talking about spookisms or we're talking about, you know, invisible people or spaghettis, that's crazy.
Let me respond to that.
Okay.
First of all, when a person says they love another person, first of all, you can prove the optic of their affection. You can say that this person right here is real. You don't have to take my word for it.
The person is real, but you can't prove love. I mean, I'm saying
let me respond to that. That's my next response. First of all, can I please respond to
that? It's the same to me. It's exactly your man-on-man relationship to me is the same.
Can I please respond to that?
Okay,
when people use the word, it's just a word that describes an emotion.
Exactly.
Now it's just a word that describes the emotion is real. You can, like, for example, if I say I love my grandmother, if you cut that lady, I'm gonna prove that I love her. You don't have to take my word for it.
We're just talking about the fact, describing the word love. I believe that God loves me the same way you love your grandmother.
But see, the object of my affection is real. The object of your affection is not. That's what I'm saying. It's just like saying, I believe Santa Claus loves me. That doesn't prove anything. You're talking about an imaginary, unseeable, unprovable being. Your object of affection is no more real than Santa Claus.
Get on the phone line and help me tonight. I'm not taking on all these atheists by myself. I know there's some Christians out there. Thelma, help me out.
Can I help you, sis?
I'm going to go. Thank you, caller.
Do you
want to make another point? We do have to move on. But do you want to make another point before we move on?
No, yeah. I hope you don't cut me off because I want to respond to everything.
Okay, we only have so much time, but we'll
I want to make it as brief as possible. When your question was, how sure is an atheist, or are you 100% sure that there is no God?
Yes.
I'm 100% sure that the Bible is a man-made fallacy. That, you
That's
don't
right.
have to take my word for it.
Who
all
made
you have to
it?
Do is
who,
study.
I mean, who, so who, you know, when you all say, when, you know, I guess what I'm trying to cover is when you all say, well, the Bible, the slave master made it, or, you know, oh, come on, y'all. I mean, where do you get this stuff from? I mean,
yes.
Can I respond?
It's a slave book. I mean, the book
Can I ask you a question to help you out real quick, sis? I'm not really interested in you being an atheist, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's just another level. This is Brother Unker from Black 80s of Atlanta. But
okay.
What I am interested in is that you understand that your people were in Africa. And we were in Africa, right, without Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. And we
somebody
said
noise in their background.
And we were there for thousands of years, maybe 350,000 years without that idea and concept of Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. And my question to you is, the day before the slave ships pulled up on the shores, right, do you know what African people were doing? What system, what spiritual system, what connection did they have?
Who were they following?
You understand that? Hmm?
Voodooism, I don't know what.
Now, voodoo simply means creative force in all her many manifestations, simply talking about the natural elements. Don't get Hollywood and spooked out, okay? Now, what they were practicing was nationalism, okay? That's one thing. They were practicing being just natural and understanding each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did, sis. By the time the Doctrine of Discovery came, look it up. Look at one of our videos, Black 80s Atlanta, Doctrine of Discovery. You had these Christians come in, right,
mm-hmm.
and they put their religion and they murdered and they raped in the name of Jesus Christ. And so what we're saying is for you to accept Christianity, right, you are accepting wholesale murder and rape to your people. So the Bible is in English, right, translated from the Greek and the Hebrew, Indo-European languages. So we say the Bible is a white man's book. We're saying the very nature of it, the very information, the tongues, the language is written in is a white man. Do you see an African language in the Bible? No. That's why we call it the white man's book, sis.
Okay. And I feel that. Listen, y'all, Christians out there, do not make me take on a whole panel of atheists. I don't want to do that tonight. Listen, we're going to go back to the phone line. We're going to bring somebody on the other end as a Christian. Okay, we're going to pick up the person that appears to be holding the longest, and that's area code 973444. Good evening. You're on center stage.
Yes, good evening. I like to say that Christopher Hitchinson, who just recently passed away, a well-known atheist. Well, can I be heard?
Yeah, please, y'all, you know, he's talking, yes.
On his deathbed, they asked him concerning the Creator, and he said, "I welcome miracles." Minister Farrakhan, a few years ago when he was on his deathbed, came from and changed his teachings drastically.
Wait, brother.
I've actually was witness to that, visiting him. His
Preach,
whole outlook
brother.
Changed. I also want to say that I want to ask a question that nobody can answer. Where does time start and where does time end?
Can I finish?
Let me finish.
I'm just putting something out there and then y'all can respond. And then I'm not going to come back. I'm just putting this out there. So that question is, where does time start, where does time end? First of all, you have to first believe to disbelieve. Second of all, there's no such thing as a true atheist. Okay?
Preach, brother.
So, you know, when we talk about God and there's no God, sure, we can say that, but there's a difference. I think we're using the wrong term. There's a difference with the Creator and God. And lastly, once you have met yourself, you have met your Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to respond to that. So,
love that. Okay,
one,
y'all, and we got more callers on, so go ahead and respond to that. And, caller, I'm going to leave you on the board. I'm just going to close your line because I like what you said, and I'm going to refer to you again later.
He's not a Christian.
Hold on.
Not a Christian.
First of all, he's not a Christian,
first of all.
Yeah. You want to take that first? Because I want to address, first of all, time, there's no such thing. Everything is eternal. There's no beginning and end. I said that. And to respond to say.
Okay, come to the phone, whoever that is talking.
Hold on. First of all, he said that there's no true atheist. First of all, there's no true believer. That's why you got so many sets of Islam, so many sets of Christianity, so many sets of Hebrew Israelites, so many sets of spookism that people can't even make up which God they believe in. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So there's no such thing as no true believer. Now, take that away, bro.
Man, listen. Sis,
yeah.
We understand that time is marked around the planet going around the sun. So if you're in a place, the Milky Way galaxy, where there's 300 billion suns, right, of course there is no time. That is the African measuring stick so that they would know where they was at. We're in at least 3 great years. Mm-hmm. And so when you start to talk about time and calendar, you're talking about the Africans, the original Africans that you find in Lake Chad, Lake Victoria, Oboe River. These are your original stargazers. They created time. So whenever you're dealing with time, you're dealing with an African measuring system letting you know when they first understood how to reckon time.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines. But, y'all, I forgot what I'm doing. You know what? I have completely gotten off of my game tonight. Everything is going crazy. I forgot where I was and forgot to tell you who you're listening to. If you just tuned in, you come center stage for the topic, Black Atheist. We're talking to brothers out of Atlanta. They're with a website called blackatheistofatlanta.com. We're also talking to DeWaz Study Group out of Dallas. We're talking to Paul, David, and Tyrone out of that group. And also on the
home.
Yeah.
I just want to comment on one thing. I guess I was muted out for some reason.
No, nobody muted you. I'm sorry. If I did, I apologize. Go ahead.
Time began with the Big Bang.
And this is who?
This is Paul.
Okay, Paul, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right,
no, I didn't mute you. No, go ahead.
Time began with the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things that you have to understand is that if you're going to accept the fact that time has no beginning, no end,
mm-hmm.
then why is it that you say today is 2012? You accept that because of a particular reason, and the reasoning for that is because of the Big Bang. You say AD and BCE or BC, but the original date and time began with the scientific measurement of the Big Bang.
Which one? Which one? Which Big Bang?
Thank you, Juan. Thank you.
The one that created the universe.
No, there's no such evidence of no one thing creating anything, no, brother. Kid you not. No such thing.
It says, brother, when you go back and you study carbon data is what allows us to date yet to this day.
You sure it didn't all start in Africa?
Yeah, everything started in Africa. That's plain and simple. We know
that.
We're all Africans on the phone.
Just no, we're not.
Hold on. I'm going to say it real slow. According to 2011, peer-reviewed article, we're all Africans. Some of us are just a mutated form of the original African. Do anybody want to challenge me with that?
Gotcha. Okay, y'all, we're going to pick up another phone phone call. But before we do, tonight's segment of Center Stage is being brought to you by African American News and Commentary Blog, your single source for news, events, and commentary that is of unique interest to African Americans. They're located on the web at AfricanAmericanNewsAndCommentary.com. We're going to pick up a block number, so I cannot identify your number, but you know who you are. Good evening, you're on Center Stage.
Calvin.
Yes.
You cut me off.
You know what, and I'm not sure why y'all see it. Everybody's phone line is open. So I'm not sure why it's cutting people. Everybody's phone line is open.
Karen,
I apologize, though.
Karen.
I'm sorry, Dwight. I'm not cutting everybody's phone line is open. Yes, sir.
Karen, I want to interject some science here for just a second.
Yes.
If you are Homo sapiens sapien,
you come from Africa, period. So I just want to inject some science there to the, you know, people who say we're not African. If you are Homo sapiens sapiens, and if
okay.
you're not sure if you're Homo sapiens sapiens, take a DNA test. All Homo sapiens sapiens come from Africa.
Okay, Dewa's got a comment. Go ahead, Dewa. Okay, come to, close to the phone. We got an echo.
We don't care.
We got to come to this phone. He off in heaven right now. He in heaven.
No,
trust
me, DeWine ain't in heaven. DeWine don't want to go to heaven. I'm just keeping it 100. DeWine is not interested in heaven. DeWine, can you come closer? Okay, we cannot hear you. You're in an echo zone somewhere.
Yeah, he's out there. All right.
Can you hear me on this phone?
We got
you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we hear you now, bro.
Huh?
Yes,
yeah,
we didn't come from Africa. I didn't. None of my people come from Africa. All
where
my
come
people
from?
Are scouts. I speak my language. We didn't come from Africa.
Where you come
now,
from? You where you come
okay,
from?
You're not Homo sapiens sapiens. Then you must be Neanderthal. You must be Neanderthal. You're not.
Let DeWa finish, please.
Don't give me that.
Wait. Let DeWa finish.
That you're telling me about everybody come from Africa. When this white boy started discovering, he discovered black folks everywhere he went in the face of the earth. And we didn't come from Africa because I know 250,000 years of our history and what that young lady was talking about was DNA. It's in the bones, brother. Didn't your Bible tell you about the dry bones? When you're talking
about
them bones, brother.
Can I hold on? Hold on. I know you're emotional. Hold on. All I'm asking you is, can you give me a date? Can you give me a date of the artifact found in North America to prove that you was there at 250,000 years ago? That's all I'm asking.
Egyptology, stuff that you done learned from some Egyptology, because before that place was called Egypt, your history starts with the land of Ham. It ain't my history. Then some white folks changed your name to Kemet, to Shechem, to the Congo, to the Nubian. What about that history? If you don't
know
this
question again, brother,
if you don't know this history.
I just asked David a question. I asked him for artifacts that dates back to that predates anything that you find in the continent of Africa. That's all I asked him. I didn't ask about the history of Egypt. I didn't ask that. Real simple
listen,
question.
Brother,
where's
we
the
can
artifact?
Go down in the mounds, Mexico,
noise
the
in the background. If y'all could
the pyramids in Egypt. It was some people over here before
what time?
The earth split.
What time period?
I know my history, little brother.
I'm asking you what time period so we can kind of get a triangulate on you. What time period are you talking about? Are you talking about before the continental drift, after the continental drift? What time period?
What time period I'm talking about?
I'm talking
about from the beginning.
No, what time is that, though? Do you have a time? How do you reckon time amongst
yes,
people? What are you saying?
Time period started and everything started in darkness.
Okay,
all right.
You can move on, sis. He's not going to answer that question, so we know he's lost on that one.
Answered the question.
No,
you didn't. I asked you what time period, what fossil, what museum, what peer-reviewed articles can we look and find out of bones in North America that predate Homo sapiens sapiens? That's all we're asking you right now. And you give me a whole bunch of
all you have to do is we'll take you to the mounds, brother.
I have an article for people to look at. Go to Skeptical Inquirer, right? And they do
let me
pick
up another
article on lost
civilization. 801-512. Good evening.
Wait a minute, Carol. He said he's a Homo sapiens.
Okay.
Well, then if he's a Homo sapiens, did you say you was a Homo sapiens?
What I'm saying is, let the sister move on. You're not answering the question, so it's kind of crazy.
And
I don't want to mess up the show.
You
won't answer the question, brother.
Means that you started. How did you progress to be a Homo sapiens? Would you start it off as a Neanderthal?
What I'm saying is Neanderthal had absolutely nothing to do with original African people, brother.
Then you became a man, and then you became a Homo sapiens.
Can you hear me?
You know what? We're going to move on because we got some callers that's been holding a really long time.
Can you hear me, Black?
Oh, we got to pick up area code 801-512. Good evening. You're on center stage.
Hey. So I'm an atheist.
Okay.
My name's Ayanna.
And you're
and
with the website.
I'm with Black Atheists of America.
Black Atheists of America. Okay. Hi.
Yeah.
How are you, Ms.
Tate? I'm good. How are you?
I'm
how you doing,
good.
Sis? This is Brother Uncle
I'm
Dog
doing,
Killer. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good.
Black friend. How you doing, Ayanna?
I'm fine. How are you?
Right,
I wanted to, I guess, address a couple of issues. One of the things that you said earlier was, like, as a female, that you know that there's a God, and as a female, as far as looking for a mate, you don't want to put your faith in a man. You want him to be able to look to something better. But this is coming from a person who I did grow up as a Christian. So I did really believe in God and, you know, all that. And I read the Bible, and that's actually what converted me and many other former Christians to atheism. Going back to your point, though, it doesn't require – I mean, you should want in my opinion, of course, I would think that you would want somebody who's honest with you or somebody that's not looking to supernatural solutions to fix problems that reality can fix. So instead of praying, he should be able to come to you and say, you know, this is a problem. Let's talk it out. Let's see some real solutions as to how we can move forward from this. And I think that that's part of the reason so many relationships don't do well, especially and then, divorce rates among Christians is actually significantly higher than that among atheists. And that's probably one of the reasons, because we're not looking for outside sources. And it's not – and outside sources, I mean, supernatural sources. I mean, you can – of course – I mean, there are plenty of examples of great people. My mother – I'm not an anti-theist. My mother's a Christian. She goes to church. She's very active. And she's a wonderful person. She's absolutely a wonderful example of a great woman. And I would, of course, go to her, you know, for advice and stuff like that. But I go to her because she's a competent female. She's a wonderful example of a woman. And it's the same thing with, like, my father's an atheist. It's, again, I'm looking at the character of the person, not as to whether or not looking at whether or not they're believing in a supernatural being to determine the value of that person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would answer that question.
Good point.
Somebody's got some noise in their background. If they could, please mute it. But Ayanna, did I hear you say you were ever a Christian?
Yes, I was. I was a Christian. I grew up. When I grew up, my dad was a deist, which is somebody who believes in a god, but they don't believe in religion. So they believe that there's something that started everything, and then he backed off. And as I said, my mother's a Christian, and she became increasingly more religious over the years. So I did, and I went to a Lutheran high school, a Lutheran high school, and I went to private school in and out during grammar. So I learned, and it was because I was so serious about religion, I wanted to learn. I was going to different churches and stuff like that, and, you know, you can read John 3:16, and you can get, you know, 15 different interpretations if you go to 15 different churches. That didn't sit well with me. And so I went to read the Bible for myself, partly because I wanted to have a better understanding myself. I just figured that they weren't getting it right, and second, because I was required to, being that I went to a Lutheran school, we were required to study the Bible. And, you know, if you read the Bible, I mean, it's horrific. I mean, it's not reading the good parts. I mean, actually opening the book, reading it from Genesis to Revelation. That will give you a better understanding of, that, number one, that it's clearly written by man. And number two, that it's not a book that anybody should be following. It condones and endorses rape. It condones and endorses slavery. And this is not something, I mean, I can give you Bible verses. It's not something that I need to make up or that somebody needs to interpret. It's simply something that if you opened it and read it, it shows that these are things that are not only condoned, but they're promoted in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, look at the Ten Commandments. The first four are about worship. There's nothing in there that says rape is wrong. There's nothing in there that says slavery is wrong. These things that we know today are horrific. And we live in a society today that says that the Bible is wrong. As a matter of fact, the world says the Bible is wrong. There's nowhere in the world where slavery is what's called jus cogens, right? It's one of the jus cogens laws, international laws, which are laws that are deemed just absolutely like atrocities, basically, because they shouldn't be allowed anywhere. There's never an excuse. Genocide is one of them, for example. Rape is another one. There's never an excuse to rape someone or to enslave someone.
No, don't forget incest.
Incesta is not into, it's not one of the Juice Cogents. But
well, I got a quick question then, Ayanna. If you got Adam and Eve and they got two sons, Cain and Abel.
Yeah, was there incest in the Bible?
Abel.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so Cain killed Abel. Where did Cain's wife come from? If he's
right, well, yeah.
So that's incest.
Yeah. I'm not saying incest. I was talking about Juice Cogent's laws. I was making
the point
that we live today in a society that says that the Bible is wrong. Contrary to what many Christians and thieves, period, say, we live in a society, they live in a society, they adhere to laws that says that their Bible is wrong. They're okay with that. So clearly we're not putting God before law. We're putting law before God. And Christians are okay with this. Muslims are okay with this because and it's obvious. They're saying, no, rape is wrong, and they want to turn a blind eye to biblical text that says it's right.
I want to leave you on the phone lines. I'm going to pick up another caller. As a matter of fact, we have several others holding, and then we'll try to get back to that question for me.
Can I drop something real quick, sis, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
If like the sister said, if you read the book will make you put the book down. You have to read the whole document. From cover to cover a couple times, take a notepad and take notes, because the first thing you'll recognize, right, is that God hates black people specifically. You hear one of the brothers on the phone, he said,
I hate
Ham.
You read somewhere in the Bible where it says God hates black people.
Yes, the seed of Ham.
Where is that? Now, I got a Bible right here in front of me. Go give me scripture and verse, please. I've never heard.
Have you ever heard of Noah? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards.
So hold on. So then Noah had what? Three sons, correct?
Right.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Ham means burnt black. It's an Egyptian word for black. Black people, they call it Southerners.
Lord.
So we're talking about Ham as being black people. Can you not agree to this? Shem is the Semitic people. Okay, Japheth are like maybe the Northerners, the Indo-Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read in Noah, what happened? First thing Noah do is, when God destroyed the whole world, first thing he do is, he gets some grapes, right, and he get drunk. He must have been drinking Thunderbird because he took off all his clothes.
Hold
on, let me finish now. Now, what happened was, as you read the story, Ham ran across his drunk father, right?
The phone lines are lighting up, so they must not be in agreement
in the carriage. Let me finish my point. Ham gets what? Okay? Ham doesn't get cursed, right? But his son, Canaan, gets the curse. And what is the curse? The curse is to be a servant of servant. He's a servant of Shem and a servant of Japheth. It's right there. That God literally enslaves black people to white people, right? It's right there, sis. Go read the story of Noah.
Carrie,
okay, Selma responded. We got to pick up another phone.
I really got to know this. Because he's telling me in Egyptian, Ham means black.
Nope.
Is that correct?
Yes, it does. Ham. Yes.
Okay.
Didn't
the first testament, was it not written in Hebrew? Where did Egyptian language come into this?
Easy. Because guess what, sis? The Hebrew language comes from the what language? The Hebrew language comes from the what? The Canaanite script. The Canaanite script comes from the Proto-Sinaitic script. The Proto-Sinaitic script comes from the original script, the Egyptian script. So really,
you're wrong.
Just ignorant to that fact. And
Calvin,
I'm telling you that all through the Bible you find Hebrew words. No language stands by itself.
Yes, sir. Okay,
Dwight's
trying to answer something.
Yes, sir. The oldest language known to mankind is the language of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Abba, God, Da, Ha, Yaka. Now, listen, Carol, if you go in your Bible at the 119th Psalms of your Bible, you will look at that Bible and you will see Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dali, He, Wazai, Kretek, Yag, Kof, Lama, Mil, Nun, Sinai. Now, that's at the 119th Psalms in your Bible. This is the ancient, what they call Hebrew. Ain't no such language as Hebrew. It's the language of Yasharal, the Yehuda.
He just killed me dead with that.
Listen, I teach the language. We teach all language. Ethnology, When you say
What's the oldest language?
I just told you. It is called ancient Phoenician language, what the white boy called it, but it's the language
Phoenician comes out of the Proto-Semitic.
Only means black. Egypt only means black. Kush means black. Ham means black. Christ means black. All of these
words mean
black.
Everything.
I agree with that.
Everything is black. Listen, documentation is my conversation.
Okay,
brother.
What's the documentation?
I can prove my stuff.
Wait. Y'all got the fight just lighten up. I mean, seriously, y'all.
Go ahead, sis. Move. Keep it moving. He can't prove
that. Let me
pick
up the
language.
Let me pick up one more phone call, and then we're gonna see if we can get some clarity on that. We're not in Egypt,
brother. I told you it's some history older than Egypt's history.
I agree with you, though, brother. Hold on, I totally agree.
And before that was called Egypt, it was called Shechem, and then Chemish.
I totally agree with you. All of these lands.
So each one of these lands got history, brother. I know your history.
You already told me who you were.
You told me you was an African, so I know the history of the African.
Well, because you didn't become an African until the 12th century.
If you came from Africa, you would tell me you was evolved. Look what tribe you come from.
I'm here, but the brother's talking over me.
Okay, let's get 6-7-8.
Hello?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Am I talking or are they talking? I'm not talking. I ain't talking. Okay, I'd like to say good evening to everyone, first of all.
Good evening.
My name's Kevin. I'm known in the internet world as not your typical Negro. And Black Sun, I know you because we started on WRFG together many years ago.
So me and Black Sun
started out in the radio business together some years ago. So very interesting and spirited discussion. So many things being said back and forth. I spent a lot of time over the past few years. My focus has been on the church and helping Christians to be equipped and helping to promote sound reasoning. And pretty much a lot of that. And I've been in many discussions with people of all different faiths,
yes, sir.
All different type of belief systems, and particularly a lot of atheists.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just hit a couple of things. Number one, this is so much stuff, but I'm not going to take up a lot of time. People are referencing Africa. We need to keep in mind that Africa is a European term.
Hold on a second. Okay, well, if we
have to argue over that, then I don't know.
Where to begin?
I'm not going to spend too much time on that.
Let me just make sure we straight.
Okay, let him finish, please.
Let me just jump to my essential point, and I'll just leave it at this.
Okay.
I don't get involved in a lot of discussions with atheists because really the essential question when you talk with a person who claims to be an atheist is when an atheist can explain to me how the universe came to being, how something came from nothing, then it's a worthwhile discussion to have with an atheist.
Let's do it.
Let him finish, please. I'll just say this, and I'll hang up.
Okay.
Because you know, if the atheist who you know, because the atheists claim to know everything, and they make these statements like, "Well, there is no this or there is no that," and which are, for the most part, self-refuting, self-defeating statements. Many of these kinds of statements.
Miss Karen, may I say something, please?
Okay.
But if you can explain how the universe, how something came out of nothing, then the discussion can take place from there.
Miss Karen, may I say something, please? Can I speak? Because I haven't spoken at all.
Okay,
can I speak, please? My name is Basuka.
My name is Isashika Alinkwa Sachet. Okay. Otherwise known as my American name is called is Jacqueline.
Okay. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Okay. I'm out of the group, out of Dallas.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Okay. It's very interesting that we are all sitting on the phone and we're discussing about who knows what and where does what come from, but we're getting away from the topic of you know, why some people call themselves atheists and why some people believe in what is known as God.
Right.
And I'd like to touch bases, get back to that.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay. Now, me, myself, I grew up in the church. I was born in the church. I was actually, according to my mother, I was born under the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Okay. And I've watched on the front pew all of my life. I've had to see, I've come from a long line of bishops, evangelists, ministers, deacons, and pastors alike. From my personal experience, I grew up, again, sitting on the front pews. We went to fellowship with different people at different churches. And what I've come to find out now and over 30 years is simply this, that we all stem from a source. Now, don't get me wrong, not everyone believes this. Atheist, see, that whole word, again, like what one of the brothers was saying, is that text, that's taken totally out of context, atheist. Because just because you don't believe in what is called God doesn't mean you don't believe in a source. With that being said, not everyone believes in the Big Bang Theory, but then again, not everyone believes that there is no source. Because there, to answer that other brother's question, there is nothing can come from, I mean, yeah, nothing can come from nothing. It has to come from something.
I agree.
Okay? Now, with that being said, according to the Bible, in the beginning, God. Now, you go back and look at the originality of where that word come from, things start to unravel. Over my years of experience of fellowshipping with different churches, you know, getting on the bus and going to different churches all over the nation, I've come to find out that even the people that sit in the congregations don't really know what the term God is. You don't really know what the source is, but you can spiritually feel it. So what we tie ourselves to is the word that, quote, unquote, Massa gave us. Okay, all we know is what we are taught, and that is true. Now, one thing about the Most High, and what this is what I call him or her, because I don't know that it's, I think it's a universal thing. This is this is how I feel. This is not what I believe. This is what I know in my spirit, that I know truth is truth, and the Most High is perfect because he is omnipotent. One thing about it is that when you can come from a man and a woman, then that is who you are. That is what recreates you, okay? This is the same thing holds true over the test of time, that a man and a woman bear a seed, and that seed, it leaves its family and cleaves to his wife, and they shall become one, and then they reproduce, and the same thing goes on and on throughout life. Now, that is truth. That is also fact. It's the same thing, fact. This is fact. This one thing comes as fact, and one thing comes as fiction. Now, another fact is when you wake up in the morning, you are greeted with the sun. And when you go to sleep at night, you are greeted with the moon. That is fact. That is not a myth. That is not an allegory. That is not dogma. That is not somebody's opinion. That is what you see. And this is where we fall short, because even the Bible says, you cannot straddle the fence. You cannot serve two masters. Now, one thing about it is that because we're lost, we don't understand the source and where we come from. We're lost because all we're taught is what, again, Massa gave us. Now, when Christopher Columbus came over in 1492, he came with a boatload of Africans from the coast of Africa, and they sailed on the good ship Jesus. Now, again, this is fact. This is fact. Okay. Now you can look this up in the history, because this is his story, but this is the world's story as well. Now, when you can get the world to agree on one thing, that is what I consider a truth. Because when you know how rumors pass down, and by the time you get to the sixth person, the whole story done changed around. Well, if that story holds true through the end of time, then that is what I consider an attached truth to. What I've also come to realize is that because we fall short, and we don't understand where the source comes from, we're subjected to a lot of myths, allegories, and dogmas. We don't know where what comes from, but we do know that we have a spirit in us. We do know that this is our soul. We do know that something, this is where when the first sister came on, she asked about miracles. Miracles happen because there's something in your soul that tells you, you better not go that way. Well, why don't you sit there and wait? You know, don't open that door just yet. It's called intuition.
But no, is it?
Or
no, no,
it's
no.
Called,
so she was speaking of a medical miracle. That's not
right.
This is what I'm okay. A medical miracle is something also that's not considered really a miracle. It is a science, because if you're not dead, you're not dead. The thing about dead is you don't come back. No man, even the Bible says that you do not come back. No man knows what he looks like, and they can't come back and tell and live to tell about it. Even the Bible says that. And so this is the thing. See, even Christians, I saw it called so-called Christians because, again, what I've come to realize is that it's become politics. It's not even about who knows what God is, because if you really knew what God, quote-unquote God, was, then you would understand that it's not God, it's Zeus. And when you start studying Zeus, then you start attaching yourself to all these spells, which is what the God spell is, because it's called God and spell. And then when this is where you go into what Brother DeWall was talking about, etymology. When you start to study the language of where your slave masters gave you, of what your slave masters gave you, then you can understand where Christianity stems from. And then unfolds a whole list of other entrapments. Like Jesus himself, did you know that the letter J didn't originate until the 1400s?
Exactly.
So
and we
got to
pick up two more phone calls, but Jackie, yes, as a matter of fact, that is something I learned from DeWa a minute ago, so absolutely. Hold on. Let me pick up some more phone calls. Area code 770-596. Good evening. You're on center stage.
Hi, good evening.
Area code 770-596. Good evening. You're on center stage.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Yes, we can.
Okay. I'm not going to call to try to argue with these brothers and sisters on the phone because one thing I've learned from my mother is that you have to be careful how you argue with fools because you could become them. So,
why did you call it again? Why did you call it again?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fool.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You can't come in and call us
fool.
How you doing,
sister? You're coming
to call us fool.
Listen, you
are a Christian name call. That's amazing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
A name calling Christian. Boy, I tell you.
I listened about 30, 45 minutes to you all. Not so please listen to me.
She came in name calling, though. We love you. You come and call us fool.
Yeah, she came in name calling. That's not even cool, though.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me say this to you, my sister, as the host.
Okay.
Just do one thing that we do know, you and I know, as brothers and sisters in Christ Yeshua, that
Christ.
The Word of God says, my people are destroyed.
For the lack of knowledge.
Yes,
ma'am.
Can I respond to that?
I'm just talking to you, my sister.
Hold on. Christians are destroyed. Hold on.
Hey, wait a minute. She said, we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Okay.
What I'm saying to you, my sister, I'm talking to her. I'm talking directly to her.
Talking to the host.
Okay. What you need to do is make sure that whatever you believe in, what you believe in, you stand strong in your belief, because it also says that during these last days and times, that everything you
wait a minute, y'all, excuse me. I'm trying to hear her. There'll be what? Wait a minute, there'll be what?
Very intelligent people will be destroyed because they listen to the wrong information.
Just oh, that's right. It does say you'll be right. We'll be deceived. I agree. And you know what? Let me explain. And by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me tell you where this show originated from. For the last couple of weeks, the chat room has been buzzing with people who did not believe in God, and we'd be talking no matter what the subject was, the conversation in the chat room would always go to white supremacy and a non-belief in God. And I'm thinking, how can no matter, if I was talking about white bread, it would turn out the conversation in the chat room would go to that. And so tonight I decided, okay, let's talk about black atheists being an atheist, if that's what you want to talk about. And I knew that that same group would appear. And so that's why we're talking about it tonight, because I believe in showing balance. And so no matter what the subject was, it kept coming up. So that's the only reason we're talking about that tonight. But, sister, I have no intent whatsoever in becoming an atheist because, you know what, I know who God is.
I
really respect, you know, their intelligence, but at the same time, I do know that there is a man upstairs who looks over me. So trust me.
How about the woman upstairs? How about the woman upstairs?
I'm going to call him a man because that's what I feel. But, you know.
Did you get that? Go ahead, Black Son. Live Black Son, and then I want to follow up. Go ahead.
Please.
Let the sister finish. Let her finish her point. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Last thing, my sister, then I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you having balance, which is why I started listening to the show. I don't mind a balanced conversation to talk about a whole host of subjects. Just be careful how you entertain food. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Okay. We're
going
to talk about
what's cool. Can I ask a question before you go?
Okay.
She came in throwing shots. She leaving with shots.
Let's really be careful how you entertain that. Because
that's
you don't
terrible.
Want,
yeah.
I receive
believe
that
it,
caller. I do
receive
that.
You also believe in spirit. So be careful how you entertain that. That's
because
all
spirit can transfer, and I do receive that. But somebody's trying to ask you a question.
Wow.
This is Ayana with Black Atheists of America. I wanted to ask a question, and I'm not one to try to convert people to atheists. That's just not my MO.
Okay.
But my question is, do you care about truth? And I'm not saying that atheism is true or nor false. I'm just asking if you care about the truth. Meaning, if I was able to show you facts that there's no way that the Christian God could exist, or there's no way that the God of Muslim tradition could have possibly existed. Would you care? Like, if these facts were presented.
Let me say this, sister, because you are free. This is a free country, so you are free to believe whatever you want to believe. And
belief is actually something that you have no control over. Belief is something.
I'm answering your question. Please let me answer it. Okay.
Okay, but you started with a false statement, but go ahead.
I'm answering your question in my way, so let me do that. You ask your question, so let me answer mine in my way.
Okay, but I didn't finish my question either, but go ahead.
You said, do I believe in truth? Let me answer the question that you asked about if you was able to show me facts.
Yes.
My belief, there is no way possible, nothing you can say, nothing you can do, or nothing you can present that could cause me.
You didn't answer the question.
Ayana,
she's not
going to
answer it.
Ayana,
she's not going to answer the question, Ayana. 1 minute to believe
that there is no God. There is nothing you can do. Nothing.
Okay, so your answer is no. It's an answer no question. Your answer is no.
My truth is God. My truth is God.
Hey, let her finish,
Dave.
Let them finish, Dave, and then David is next.
That's my truth.
Oh,
no,
David wasn't next. Oh,
Karen,
skip.
Karen,
David
wasn't. Hold on. This is my son. I didn't speak yet.
But y'all, everybody can't. Okay, let the caller finish and a young one comment, and then David, and then and a black man. And I'm sorry if I got the order confused, but you know everybody was talking at the same time. But go ahead, caller. Then a young one, please.
Okay, here's my comment, and I have a right to believe what I want to believe, just like you do.
You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
She's interrupting. Let me finish. My belief is that the truth and nothing but the truth. Is God. So that the truth is nothing but the truth is God. There is nothing that you can, anything that you say that contradicts that is a lie.
Okay.
So that's my truth. There's nothing you can say to change that. So that is my truth.
Okay. Right. So your answer is no. That was a long way of saying no. Your answer is no. That's the difference between you and I. Like if I was presented evidence of the difference, it's like this, right? Santa Claus. When I was younger, I believed in Santa Claus. I came into new information.
I didn't believe in Santa Claus when I was younger. But you believe in God now,
and that's the same thing. I believe in my analogy. I believed in Santa Claus when I was younger. There are. If
you
have
one at a time to the audience, to just
can I? Let me just finish, right?
You can talk to you up blue in the face. There's nothing you can do.
next
okay.
week.
And I
understand that. I said, okay, your answer is no. There's nothing I can say. I get that.
If you are saying is a lie.
Okay.
Can
I
finish now?
Okay.
If you, I don't know how old you are, but I know you're over 5 years old. So I know that you're. No, I don't mean that as an insult. I want to finish. I do not mean that as an insult. I mean that you have evolved intellectually.
God is a lie. That's what I believe.
Oh my goodness. Are we still on this, or are we going to let me finish? 30 seconds. That's all I'm asking for. 30 seconds.
Let her have 30 seconds.
All right?
Let her have 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Here's my 30 seconds. I choose to believe. I'm not going to try to get you to change your belief. I'm not going to dare try to get you to change your belief. I respectfully ask that you don't try to change mine. Okay? So you choose to believe.
Okay, ma'am. Why are you arguing with fools? Why don't you get us off the phone?
Yeah, why are you arguing with fools?
Can I do my 30 seconds now?
Wait. You know what? Let's move on because we're not giving any of that. And to the audience, y'all, just as a reminder, it sounds like static when it's crosstalk. It just sounds just like static. So,
Karen,
either one at a time, or let's just move on from this
because
y'all not getting anywhere with this one.
Karen, the only point I was trying to make, and I wasn't trying to insult her by calling it. I don't even want to speak with them.
I'm just speaking to you as a Christian Christ. That's all.
Wow.
Thank you, caller.
Right.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. See?
Okay.
What Christ?
The simple point I was trying to make, again, when I was younger, I believed in Santa Claus. As I came into new information, I changed that belief. I no longer believe in Santa Claus. There are a lot of things that caller believed in. I would hope that she believed in certain things that when she was 5 years old that she no longer believes in because she's intellectually evolved. That's all the only point I was trying to make. And so I was trying to see. I was trying to see if she came into new information, if she would be willing to consider it. I don't care about turning people into atheists. It's a waste of my resources, a waste of my time. That's not my goal.
She said no.
Yeah, I know. It was a long way of saying no. That's what I kept trying to get her to say. She's like, no, well, there's nothing you could say. Everything I say is a lie and blah, 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 blah. And I was just trying to make the point that, well, okay, I was once a Christian. I believed in God. I believed in the Bible wholeheartedly. You know, I truly believe. And then I came into new information, and everything started to chip away until I got to the point of where I am now, where I do not believe in any particular deities without evidence. The only point I was trying to make is if you come into new information, would you be willing to consider it? It doesn't matter. It's not trying to make somebody an atheist. People switch between religions all the time. That's the same thing. They come into new information. They say, hey, I no longer believe in Christianity. I now believe in Taoism. I no longer believe in this. I now believe in this. That's the only point I was trying to make.
And then we need to go to Dawah after that. If you just tuned in, you come Center Stage tonight's topic, Black Atheists. Tonight's segment of Center Stage is being brought to you by African American News and Commentary Blog, your single source for news, events, and commentary that is of unique interest to African Americans. They're located on the web at AfricanAmericanNewsAndCommentary.com. If you're on the phone lines and have a question or a comment, press 1. If you're listening in via the Internet, dial us up at 347-850-8390. We're just under our last 30 minutes left in the show, so you need to get on the phone lines now. A reminder, the chat room is open tonight. So if you have a question or a comment, you can post it up in bold in the chat room, and I'll try to get to it by the end of the hour. Another thing, we're probably going to go into overtime tonight. So listen, one thing you have to know, if you're not on the phone lines at straight up 10 o'clock, you get cut off. So we'll stop streaming from the Internet at 10 o'clock, but you can continue to listen to the conversation if you get on the phone lines. But only press 1 if you want to talk. So a reminder, y'all need to start getting on the phone lines now. So so when we go into overtime at straight up 10 o'clock, you can still continue to hear the dialogue. So hear me good. One more time. On the phone lines at 347-850-8390, but only press 1 if you want to talk to the panel. Otherwise, you can just listen to the remainder of the conversation until we end the show. Okay. Dawah was saying something, and I think Black Man, before we go to area code 904. Okay, Dawah, what were you saying?
I would like to say something
without being interrupted. We don't interrupt the other group. So
okay.
Why would you interrupt me when I'm trying to explain something? I don't care if you believe me or not. I'm not that type of person. You believe what you want to believe. But, Carol, let me explain something to you. There are 330,000 different gods. Each god has his own people. They own belief, they own tradition, they own feast days, and they way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give these people respect that believe in these gods. We don't believe in none of these gods, but I do respect the people that believe in God because that's your belief. I'm not trying to sway you to be this. I'm not an atheist. These people say they are atheists. Well, they put a label on themselves. I tell you that I'm a Yah man. I put a label on myself. My belief is not that of an atheist because I don't. You have to believe in God. If you go in the dictionary and look up that word atheist, it says theo, theology. So theology is theo is a Greek god. Ology is the study of Greek god. So when you're studying the history of Jesus Christ, you only study theology, which is that of a Greek god. And to all of you Christians, Jesus was an atheist. He did not believe in any god of the Bible, if you want to go to his story. He said that he had a father, and he had manifested his father's name before he got up out of here. And it's 2,050 words wrote in red, and I done memorized all of those words. When you read the Bible, read it 50 times, and then you'll understand it like I did, the same way I did the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Sefer, the Benegetti. Any of those Bibles you just named, old Meatball here, I can. We got the history of these books, so we're historians. We're not what the other people, but we respect you if you're atheist. We respect you if you're a Christian or a Muslim. In my class, I have Muslims, I have Ifi, I have Voodoo, I have Gnostics, I have alchemists, Rosicrucians, Scottish Rite. I got all of these people in my class, but we never have no, we come together to study history, and we don't have all of this, you know, like the people. We respect you, so could you kind of respect us like we respect you? Thank you.
Okay.
Karen.
All right.
Karen,
okay.
Yeah. This is Black Sun.
I pick up a call after this,
so
go ahead.
Okay. Since we're still streaming, I wanted to get this out before we stop streaming.
Who is
you this? This is Black Sun.
Okay, Black Sun.
Okay. You can check us out at Black Atheists of Atlanta on YouTube, or you can see us on WAIN.TV every Monday live at 7 to 8 p.m. You can see Brother Unk and, from 8 p.m. You can see Brother Unk and Black Sun, and every information that we present, we back it up with documentation. You can go to our Facebook, is also Black Atheists with an S of Atlanta. On Facebook, you can also see us, go to our website, blackatheistsofatlanta.com. So I just wanted to get that before you stop streaming. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay. Brother Unk, did you want to say something before we picked up 904-303?
Yeah. You know, the sister came in, the Christian, and she's the only one name called out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that behavior was a European style. Brought you her by Christianity. And so since she's saying that the Bible is the word of God, do you agree that the Bible is the word of God, sis?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure the sister did. So can we just go to the word of God then?
And since it is
the word of God, you're going to believe the word of God, right? We're not going to argue with me,
right?
Right.
Okay, the first question, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, yes or no?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so let's go to the Bible. Let's see what the Bible has to say about this, right? So what we want to do is we're going to go to Isaiah 43:10.
Okay.
Isaiah 43:10.
Isaiah 43:10 for all you in the chat room. Somebody put it in the chat room, please. Isaiah 43:10. Okay.
Isaiah 43:10.
Okay.
I'm going to start right there. Right. I suggest when you chill out and you're chilling, I want you to read the whole thing. But it's going to clear. Let's see if your statement is true. And let's see, is that a Bible statement when you say Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? It says, ye are my witnesses, right, saith the Lord. Now, this is Yahweh talking because the word for Lord is Strong's number 3068. And the word is Yahweh, okay? That's the Lord, all right? It says, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen that who am that ye know my name. Hold on, let me start over again. I don't want to mess this up. It said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be one after me. So right there, the Lord of the bounding universe, according to the Old Testament, is telling you there is no God before him or after him. Now watch this. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. So the question I'm asking you, how can Jesus Christ be your Savior when his Father clearly tells you that there is no Savior beside me? How could you do that, sis?
And I'll answer that very quickly, and I'm going to area code 904. Next, I believe in the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Area code 904-303.
Oh, you backed out like that, sis?
Okay, pick up this call. He's been on for a long time. Area code 904-303. Good evening.
That was crazy.
Hello?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Come on, y'all. Here you go, 904-303. Good evening. You're center stage.
Wow. I'm Tohoku Manuel B. out of Jacksonville, Florida territory. I just want to add some things. I've been listening for quite a while, and I wanted to put some main points out there. I just want you to hear me out for a minute. I'm going to lay this out here for you right quick, and
okay.
Afterwards y'all can eat it up. Number one, the first thing we got to understand, and we can pick this information up right there in Stanley Lane Poole's book, The Moors in Spain. What happened was the Moors occupied Spain for over 580 years. They built over 200 public baths and invited the Europeans in to look around. And these were European monks and Christians, but they were shot because they regarded bathing as a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that the Europeans also could not read or write, and we had kings and queens who could neither read nor write, and they were virtually illiterate at that particular time period, and it was the earliest 10th century. There could not possibly be a Jesus, a Jew, a Levi, or anything else because the Van Lansfeld had not created the Gutenberg press as early as the 16th century. So there was no alphabet Y. Number two,
wow.
In order for the integration of Africa to take place, the first thing they had to do is get you away from your power, because they knew that you were spiritual beings having a human experience. So what they had to do is to get you to believe in something outside of your spiritual self, which they tacked on to you a religion, and all religions carry the same 5 points. If we can understand this, we can make some progress. Number one,
right.
Belief in religion. Number two, faith in that religion. Number three, literature attached to that religion. Number four, the concept of fear is in that religion. Number five, the concept of God, which is a man-made concept as early as the 16th century, attached onto that religion. And those are the basic concepts of all religions, which includes Islam and Christianity. Now, what we need to be concerned about, and I heard the sister mention about intuition, that is not intuition. That is your creator, and that was instilled in you when you were created and came out of
so
your
have
womb. That is what we are confusing as a concept of God.
Somebody's
talking. God, there never have been a God. It's a man-made concept, and what we should concentrate on is the use of our spiritual powers, exercising the use of the pineal gland, which is the device that is put in you for you to create and make and build the greatest civilizations that you have always built throughout your existence.
He's talking.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Hey, sir.
Sister Karen.
Okay,
hey, sir.
Yes, sir, David.
The young man that just spoke, he has spoken the truth.
Wow.
You have 9 senses. The 3 of them that you got away from, but you have to get in touch with them. You had the sense of being clairvoyant, telepathic, and intuition. The female had these senses higher than any of the senses. You have to understand, the man said Yahweh. That means Yah-An. Y-A-H is in its similar form. It was translated out of J-A-H, was translated out of I-A-H, and I-A-H was translated out of Y-A-H. Y-A-H is in its feminine form. Y-A is in the masculine form. This language is called the language of Yah, the signs and symbols of it, and Y-A is the 10th sign and symbol of that. And then you have to go into numerology. This language also has numerology to it. Like I told you, we have a vast amount of knowledge. We don't mind sharing it with anybody, but we don't want to argue all of it. because, like I always say, documentation beats any conversation that you could have. But the young man, I'm proud of him. He has been taught very well. He has did his research, his homework. That's all.
Well, let me add one more thing, because I feel like this is what we keep getting off. We keep attempting to use the Bible as a reference to history. But we have to understand that
the Bible
thing
is history. Listen, look, brother, the Bible is a history book.
No, the Bible ain't a history book.
Hold on, let me finish, brother. Let me finish. We keep attempting to use the Bible as a reference for
history.
When you're talking about history, you are talking about bringing Kiv's story. What I'm trying to get you to understand is we got to concentrate on our story, because we're dealing with something that
we have to know his story. So you
by
know
somebody
I.
who just learned how to read and write as early as the 10th century. So you, when it comes
I've been
to
a problem with what you
facts,
said is
what
correct.
We have to do is get all the scientific facts and all the evidence before we can
told
attempt
to you by the mesmerite Jews
that's
in the King James Bible.
Did you see that, sis?
I can't even hear you.
Did you see how the guy from Dallas just cut him off after taking his time saying he don't cut nobody off? He just did that, didn't he?
Exactly.
Okay. Let's go. Caller, are you finished? Is that your last comment?
I don't think I can go on any further, sister, because I debate no man and all others I teach. And if you all would like to hear the facts again, you can go to my broadcast where I lay it all out. That's Morris Talk Live 100. I'm Tahaka Amanuel Bey, the host. And we did several broadcasts on this, and we also did one on the creation of the white race, so you know where it all come from. But once again, the Bible can never be used as an adequate point in history, and it's just that his story, and what you got to concentrate on is how to use your story. And that's all I had to say.
Can I add something real quick, sis?
Sure.
Because this is Brother Unca. I'm going to go right back to your documentation. And like the brother said, the Bible is not a history book. There are no footnotes. Right? There are no footnotes at the bottom of the Bible. Okay? That shows you that no bibliography, none of that. So it couldn't be history. So I want to come to 1 Timothy, since you claim it's the Word of God. So you kind of ducked and dodged that last one, sis. But let's see how you duck out of this one. I like because I'm throwing it at you so you can duck. We're in 1 Timothy, right?
I answered the question. Go ahead.
Hold on. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Okay.
Okay, we're on verse 7.
Okay.
I think this is, okay, it says, whereunto I am ordained and a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ, as the saying that a lady said, and lie not, okay, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and variety. Now watch this, it says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. It says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, right, with shamefastness and sobriety, okay, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or closely arrayed. So they just killed all the black women in the church, because you know black women like wearing braids and you know they like wearing gold. It says, but which becometh women profession godliness with good works. It says, let the woman learn in silence with all subjugation. So y'all women got to be quiet. You really should be having this conversation as a Christian, sis. Let me finish. But I suffer not a woman to teach or to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. So all women on the phone of the Christians, be quiet, because the word of God just told you. Now let me finish. Y'all can't say nothing now. It says, for Adam was first formed, which is ridiculous. We know all life comes out the womb. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. So we understand how evil got into the world. It was the woman, according to this male warrior homosexual cultural book called the
Brother, let me slap your hand in the ring real fast. Let me get in on that. Humbly and totally agree.
Ooh.
Not because I'm a woman, but because, again, the Most High is perfect in everything. We can all agree that when it comes to the source, he is supposedly omnipotent. You understand?
Listen.
Okay. With that being said, in the beginning when they talk about Adam and Eve and they said that it is the woman that caused all of the problems, I'm paraphrasing here, that is definitely Greek mythology, but the thing that you have to remember is that when Eve was supposedly deceived by the serpent, she went back and told, asked Adam if he wanted, a piece of the fruit or whatever it is, whatever they call it, the apple. A lot of people call it the apple, but it's not true. We're not gonna get into the Eve and Lilith, but according to the Bible, she said Eve. According to the Bible, it was Eve. Okay, so let's say
you can't save her though. According to the
Bible, it was Eve. Excuse me, just a second. So when Eve supposedly deceived Adam, did not the Bible also say that Adam was the head? Mm. If Adam was the head, how in the world would he let this simple-minded female entice him into doing something that the Lord told him not to do? God didn't tell Eve, God, according to the Bible, I'm using y'all words, God told Adam not to eat of the tree of good knowledge of good and evil. He didn't tell Eve. Eve didn't get that memo. So when Eve went back and ate it, she brought it to Adam, and it was Adam that should have said, girl, go somewhere and sit down. I'm not supposed to eat that, and neither are you. And, in fact, I think I need to replace you because you tripping. But he didn't do that. So who is the weaker vessel? But when we talk about God and when we start unraveling all of these different questions, like where did the Canaanites come from? Because according to the Bible, we're talking about Cain and Abel, right? If it was just Cain, Abel, Adam, and Eve, then when Cain got cast out, where'd he go? He went somewhere, right? But if it was just Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel, then where'd Cain go? How'd Cain get a wife?
Yep.
Let me do this 1 second. Let me break it in just a second. Okay, we're down to our last 9 minutes streaming, meaning that if you're listening via the Internet, you will not be able to hear us after 10 o'clock straight up. Okay, so if you're listening only via the Internet and want to continue to listen to the conversation after 10 p.m., what you need to do is get on the phone lines. You need to call in at 347-850-8390, but only press 1 if you want to talk to the panel. Again, last time, we are like down to our last 9 minutes of the show. At 10 o'clock, straight up, if you're listening only via the Internet, that will stop streaming and you will not be able to hear the remainder of the show. So if you want to listen past 10 p.m., you will need to get on the phone lines at 347-850-8390, the numbers at the top of the screen, and you will be able to listen to the remainder of the show. Okay, continue, okay. Jackie. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me just close that out, because the Bible has lots of flaws, because, again, it was written by a man that was hired by King James. King James was a homosexual. And when you start to understand where you're getting your knowledge from, your knowledge is coming from the Bible, and the Bible itself has a lot of flaws. Even the word says add nothing to it and take nothing from it. I'm referring to the Bible, but I'm also referring to the fact that over 300-something different books were removed out of the Bible by Europeans. So, again, check your history, and when you start to understand that, then you'll understand the school system. You'll understand the history of slavery. You'll understand where you came from before that. You'll understand what your original name was and where you were birthed. And then you'll understand that there was no quote-unquote God. Then you'll understand that letter J didn't even exist. All these things start to unravel. And this is the problem with a lot of Christians, because you got your mind stayed on Jesus, that you don't want to move and you don't want to learn the truth. Even the words say, know the truth and the truth shall make you free, not set you free. That's the problem. You have to seek the truth. Even the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. You do not study. You go to the church and you have the pastor give you a scripture, and then he hit this sermon, and then it's a whole circle thing going on where everybody's praising everybody and everybody's doing this and doing that, and then you take up an offering plate. It's a ritual. Instead of going home, studying the Bible from the front to the back, from the beginning to the end, because this is a proper order. Not going to just getting your meat or getting your food from the pastor, and he's picking and choosing whatever scripture you want to learn or he think you want to learn, and you getting that.
not food. That's not food, not what the Bible was saying. You study to show yourself approved. And when you find it, you'll also find that there were two sins. There's an abomination sin, and then there's a regular sin. Like homosexuality, yeah, I'm saying it. It is not right. It is an abomination. According to Romans chapter, if you look Romans, the first chapter, it will tell you flat out. He also said he hated people. God, according to the Bible, he said he hated people. He said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. If you go and study the Bible, you see. It's a lot of things that are unraveling in the Bible that you have to study. But see, Christians are so hard-headed, they perish for the lack of knowledge.
Hey, sis, you know, you just jumped in. I was asking the host a question. You just jumped in real quick. I was just really trying to get her take on that. Her and the fellow, you just died.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait,
I tell you what,
you'll get my take on it because we got a caller that's been holding a really long time.
Let her duck. See how you ducked that one, sis? Bang.
Yeah, she ducked it.
See how
she
you let off the hook, sis?
No,
all right. You gave her too much.
Oh, and I'm not going to go there with y'all tonight. We're going to pick up area code 347-289. Good evening, you're on center stage.
Black African power. These brothers, Seville, you know, I haven't heard her voice in 1,000 years, you know.
What up, Seville?
What's going on, man?
Man,
you know me, man. I'm out here doing the work, you know, doing what I got to do, man. I mean, that's a powerful topic, man. Matter of fact, this morning when I woke up, man, somebody was knocking on. I'm at my girl's house in Brooklyn, and somebody was knocking on the door, and it was Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, I was smiling, right?
Oh, man.
I couldn't wait, man. I went so hard on them. I mean, they had the whole crew in there, man. And piece by piece, there was a walking away. I said, but listen, if y'all here with me and you're telling me they had a magazine and it had Abraham on the cover. So I'm standing there, you know what I'm saying? But listen, you know, why? If you're going to have a religion, or if you're going to have characters in the Bible, why they have to be European? You know what I'm saying? I mean, outwardly. Now, you open the book up and show me Jesus and Mary, and they were white. I said, now, don't that look kind of strange for a black man and woman to be walking around telling me that the Savior is a European or a cracker? I said, now, first of all, you know what I'm saying? You know, we have
Hey, sis, hold on, sis. Man, yo, when the sister came in and called us a name, you ain't get that uprising like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
No, we're not going to use racial slurs because, see, you know, y'all, we're bigger than that.
Wow.
I respect your call, but I'm just saying, you never hear that on center stage. We don't do that. Okay.
You can call a black person a fool, though, is all right, though.
But the lady was addressing the racial slur. That's all I'm saying. Come on now. But she called a fool, though. Come on now. European is a... Y'all were laughing when she said it. Come on now. Y'all were okay with it because y'all were laughing. Okay, sis, we're going to give you that. We ain't going to do you like that. Go ahead, sis. Okay, go ahead, caller. But I want to say this, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we know, us who have some common sense, everybody don't have common sense, that this book has been misdiluted and tampered with in any shape, form, and fashion. We understand that. And you made a good point earlier, sister, when you was talking about Cain and Abel. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then he was vanished out of the so-called Garden of Eden, and then he wouldn't found a wife. I mean, it's common sense that if they were the only four people on the planet, how can he go somewhere else and find a wife? I mean, it's this stupidity. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the concept of it, but then again.
Okay, let me ask you something, Colin. Were you ever a believer?
Believer?
Yeah.
The Bible?
Believer in God.
No. I know there's a creator. No, there's no question about that. I know that for an actual fact.
So you believe in God, you just don't believe in religion?
No, I don't deal with religion, man. Religion is a European man-made substance. You feel what I'm saying? To separate and divide and cause confusion.
Okay.
I'm more or less dealing with spirituality on that note, because you know Africans had over a thousand different belief systems in Africa. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, even to this day now.
Let me break in 1 second. We're down to our last We're down to our last 60 seconds. If you are not on the phone lines, trust me, in the next 60 seconds, you will not be able to hear via the Internet. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller.
I think that, man, after all of these years that black people have been believing in this Holy Ghost and these spooks and all the rest of this kind of stuff, that it hasn't changed our dynamic on how we think as an individual people. I think it has caused more harm than good. And I'm not just talking about Christianity. I'm talking about Islam. I'm talking about all these different isms that, you know, black people are dealing with, man. I think that, you know, we have to just get back to the focus, man. We know there's a creator. We know there's some force and power. But if we look at the book itself, we know that it's symbolic, man, to the horoscopes. We know that the sign of Pisces, you know what I'm saying, is on most license plates that we see when they ride around the street, and they have a symbolism of Christianity. You see the fish. Pisces. I mean, if people do some research, they understand that it's coming out of Pisces into Aquarius. The whole book is dealing with the horoscope. You know what I'm saying? We'll be dealing with religion. You feel what I'm saying? If people do research. So at the end of the day, we know there's no pie in the sky coming out to save nobody, change nobody's life. We understand that. If you don't get up off your ass and do it for yourself, it's not going to happen. With anything. I'm not going to lay in your bed and be praying for some food and your kids are starving. You want to go out there and get some money, you know, so you can feed your children.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Let's just say you take religion out of it. You don't want to tell people that they're not to believe in anything. So if a person is a Christian and they believe in God through Christianity, let's just say that. Let me say, if a person is a Christian and they believe in God through Christianity, okay. So let's say it. If you tell them, well, okay, religion is like hocus pocus, it's not really real. So then, what are you telling them to believe in?
Can I add that?
So they're supposed to create their own religion. I mean, really?
Can I ask you that? Can I ask?
What are you asking them to do?
I'm Yeah. We had our own belief system. You know, saying, you know, when we were bred here as a slave, we already had cultures and establishing our own particular belief system in Africa. You know, so we had all of that before we even came here, and before the invaders even came into Africa with the bullshit that they brought us, with the Islam and the Christianity and the rest of the shit that they brought into Africa. We already had our own belief system for thousands of years before the cracker was even on the set.
Let's be clear, because we got to move on. So, Cole, are you saying that everybody should go to God for themselves, disregard the Bible altogether, and do what?
And live life. Because I understand when I wake up in the morning, if I need something for my house, I got to go get it. I don't pray to nobody. I don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I have an understanding with myself, the God in me. Now, if you want to talk about a God or a power that's dwelling inside me, yes, sir, Rebob. That's the only thing that I found at the end of the day is me, myself, and I. Because if I don't get out of bed and go do something, nothing's going to happen. There's nothing going to come to me if I don't go get it. That's a reality. And that's what I tell the people. You know, so you have to love yourself. The God in you, if you're going to talk about a God, love the person that's inside of you. And most of us hate ourselves. Most of us don't like ourselves. So we have to find something outside of ourselves that we can call some kind of supreme being that's going to help us. Today, if I don't get ready to go to the bathroom, I'm going to piss in the bed. So I have to do for myself.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Carolyn, could I comment?
Sound like an atheist to me, Dad.
Sister Carolyn.
Yes, sir.
Could I explain something?
Yes, sir.
You're the greatest person that ever walked the face of the earth. No one is made like you. No one has your eye print, boat print, fingerprint, or toe print. If you can will your mind to do, and it starts with self, you can will your mind through the will of the mind to do anything that you want to do when you do certain steps to understand how it is to plan, and you have an idea, it becomes a thought, it becomes a reality when you sit down and write it and plan it out, and when it becomes a reality is when you see it coming into existence of this great thought that started out with you.
You are the greatest person that ever walked the face of the earth. Ain't nobody like you. You can't even be duplicated. As good as you thought you could make love, you couldn't even love up on you. You are an individual, and then that is what white folks don't teach, that all black people used to teach in their schools of thoughts. It was called rituals to some, rites of passage. But we was taught a certain knowledge. It's an old standard knowledge, which is called ancient knowledge, was taught. That's what that young man right there was talking about.
Okay. And I can receive that. I absolutely can receive that. Uncle, are you saying something, or was that black man that was jumping in?
No, that's black. His name is Black Sun.
Black Sun, I'm sorry, Black Sun.
I was going to let Black Sun go, then I was going to step in.
Okay, because
I just wanted to hear your answer. You never gave an answer to that.
You know, okay, let's go here with my answer then. I believe in the Trinity. I believe
in
the Father.
No,
we
all said we got that. We got that. That's
okay,
still making more
so
than one.
So whenever
God.
You hear what you were referencing in the Bible, I think it's...
In the Old Testament, though. There is no Jesus Christ, yes, sis. You know that, right? In the Old Testament.
Okay.
It's just the God, Father.
Okay. Now repeat your question from the beginning. What was the question again? That repeat it again.
Okay. You said the Trinity. That was the answer to the fact that the God that created you said, "Don't put nobody beside me. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your only Savior. Not Jesus Christ can't be a Savior and God be a Savior too."
Well, God said He's a jealous God. He said, "Put nobody before
right,
Him." I
right.
get that part. Okay.
So I'm gonna let you work on that. Now the next one was when I read the thing about the woman.
Okay.
And they totally degrade the woman, and they telling you. You can't teach in the church. Matter of fact, listen to your man and shut up. And you put evil into the world. How do you feel about this book speaking to you like that?
You know, now this is the thing about that. Don't even let me finish. Come on now. You're not supposed to quiz the host. Listen, as far as I think there's some flaws in the Bible that I don't understand, and I'm the first to admit that. Now, why that is, I don't know. Do I go to churches that believe that women cannot get up? No, I don't.
I don't know
why that's written in there like
I'm
that.
I'm confused,
in my head.
Sis. Now you got me confused. Because we
just said. Listen, I'm honest, y'all. I don't know.
Hold on. What I'm saying is, there's the first chink. Now I'm gonna take the arm of racism, white supremacy off of you now.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you is, I know why it's there because homosexuals made that book. And they had disrespect for the woman. Why else wouldn't it be a female god and a male god? If you go back to Africa, you always see a male and a female, always balancing the situation out.
A male and a female.
Always. Go read any African story. It's always a male and a female counterpart because it's balanced. See, God is a reflection of who and what you are. So if there's a woman on the earth, then God has to be a woman. If there's men on the earth, then God has to be a man. If
well, let me
on
ask
the
you
earth,
this.
Trees have to be. Everything has to be contained in what you're calling God.
Let me ask you
this.
Do
no
you
God.
Have a fear of going to hell?
No, because we understand that hell was created. Hell was a place for Jewish people outside of the town. They called it hell where they used to burn the trash. Now, the seven deadly sins was created by what? By popes. Not even popes, but monks. They Google it, seven deadly sins. You got a particular monk that created the seven deadly sins, right, and said if you broke them, you would go to hell. That's not a Bible teaching. Hell is when European people control the natural resources of African people is hell to me. When we got to go to a food market controlled by a mortal enemy would have to be hell.
Well,
hell
so you want to go to
slavery.
Heaven?
I'm already in heaven.
Wow.
Heaven is a state
Listen,
of mind. Hold
you.
On, sis. Heaven
if
is
this
a state
is
of
all
mind.
There, there
Hold
is,
on.
I have been cheated. I mean,
no.
seriously. I could have skipped all of this.
I look
for something greater. I mean, really.
You know what's deep? You know what's deep?
What?
People with money that control resources don't look for nothing greater. They good. See, only black people look for something greater because we're losing. And we have nothing to control. That's why we're looking for. We're trying to get the hell out of here. We're actually trying to die to go to heaven. Think about that. To go to heaven, you first got to die to go to heaven. That's crazy, sis.
Well, we got to die anyway. You don't get out of life without dying.
Oh, there's no such thing as dying. There's no such thing as death, sis. Life is eternal, according to Jesus Christ.
Wait. You got to die, and then you'll rise again, but you got to leave here.
Sis, all you got to do is have children. You will never die. Think about that. DNA RNA.
So what is the gauge that you use to be a good person? If you don't believe in hell and you don't want to go to heaven.
Thank you. We use a morality.
What's your gauge to get up every day and be a good person?
Listen, we use a morality that was set forth by African original people 350,000 years ago. We had a state of morality. As a matter of fact, our morality caused us to form ideas and concepts based on morality. And so we gave you ideas and mythology so you can understand what morality was. So morality predates anything biblical. It predates anything God. We was in a state of morality way before that.
When your heart stops
God
leaves your body, are you dead?
I'm listening. Say that again.
When your heart stops beating and the breath leaves your body, are you dead?
There is no such thing as death, sis, because life is eternal. Everything is everything. If you say you can kill me, then you can kill God, because I'm in the image and after likeness of God, according to what you say. So you can't kill God, right? That's why the story of Jesus Christ is crazy. How could God die? How can any aspect of God die? Because God is everything.
Sonny grew up out of Dallas. Sonny grew up out of Dallas. Can you die?
And they fell off.
Dewar, Paul, off. Tyrone, Jackie. Did we
Uh-oh, just being up. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Now the show will get good, sis.
Oh,
now we ain't got to worry about something. Now we ain't got to worry about something foolery mixing you up, sis. We can get straight to the order of business. You cannot say that you do not. You cannot say that you do not believe in religion, but believe in the key characters called God. That's crazy.
Study group out of Dallas. Are y'all there?
You all still there?
Are y'all there? Yeah. Okay. When your heart stops beating and the breath leaves your body, do you die?
Who are you asking?
Background noise, Captain. We're getting background noise.
Okay, just a second.
We're getting background noise big time.
I don't know how.
I think the noise is in their background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
So study group out of Dallas, when the breath leaves your body and your heart ceases to beat, do you die? Did I lose them? Okay, we're going to move on. Let me
explain that in a scientifical term. This is Black Sun.
Okay, Black.
All Unc is saying is that everything on this planet is created by elements. And so when you die, miss, your elements feed the plants, they feed the oxygen, they feed water, they regenerate into life form. So when you say everything is formed by elements. And so, therefore, the plants, they regenerate and feed the ants, the insects, the animals, and then, you know, people, they feed off the plants and animals and they keep regenerating. So
also, that's how you continue to live.
Absolutely,
yes.
Sis.
Oh wow!
You're sentencing water.
Well, I think I was concerned more about the not the physical body, but the soul.
Let's deal with the soul. What's soul? Solar energy. Energy
can't be
destroyed or created, right?
You're not find either heaven or hell once you leave here.
Heaven and hell. First of all, it's nowhere to go.
Wow.
I like what John Henry Clark said. There is nowhere to go, sis. Why are you trying to go somewhere? You are eternal. You're made up of all the natural elements. There's no way for you to go. You'll just get broken down, right, into a less dense form, but there's nowhere to go. That's why we say we honor our ancestors, because we are our ancestors and our ancestors are us.
Okay, so when an atheist finds himself with herself with an incurable disease, how do they handle that? Do they just say,
medicine.
Okay, I got to be, you know, strong for
medicine.
Myself and not
medicine.
Ever lean to a higher power? Or do they do?
Watch this. We use what they call medicine. We build institutions, what we call hospitals, and we have surgery. That's how we heal ourselves.
So what? There's a whole bunch of people leaving here every year with AIDS, and there's, you know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Listen,
it prolongs life, but eventually you got to leave here.
Here's an answer to what we're calling miracles of the body.
Mm-hmm.
The body is a well-organized machine,
mm-hmm.
and it fights off a lot of things. And the more strong it is, the more it can fight off. Sometimes the body breaks down, and
mm-hmm.
what you want to call death, it happens. So
mm-hmm.
you do have diseases, right, that they do have cures for that will break you down into natural elements.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem with that. What we're saying is we want to make sure we take care of what we're taking care of right here and right now. See, black people is the only race waiting to go somewhere. And we refuse to take care of what we can take
that's
care of right
true.
Here,
no,
right
no,
now.
That's
the
no,
truth.
Kevin, you know that's not
and,
true.
Yeah, hold on. You know why that's the truth? Because we suffer from PTSS. And we haven't discussed
right.
that yet. And that's called post-traumatic slave syndrome. Why else would you be a Christian? Because let me ask you this question, sis. Do you not agree, right, that when the first Europeans came in, they murdered and killed African people? Can you not agree to that?
I agree with that.
Okay, so my question to you is, do you have any children?
No.
Okay, you have a mother and a grandmother, though, right?
I do.
So if I kicked your door down, right, killed your uncle, shot your mother in the head, right, raped your family members, right, and all the way out the door say, here, take this book, it's going to save you from what I did to you, what would you say to me?
You know, if it happened like that, I would tell you, you could keep your book.
So what I'm telling you is they went into Africa, kicked the door down, murdered and raped people, and at the end of the day they say, take this book called Jesus Christ, the Bible, and it will save you and give you salvation. Now do you see how crazy that is, sir?
Carrie, what he's saying to you.
Hold on, let me answer
you,
that question.
What?
Don't jump in. Hold on. Don't jump in. Because I'm African, right, and I'm giving her the truth. And I know
no,
you
you're
want
not.
To interject your little
no,
lie.
You're not.
I get it. Let me,
you're not.
Let me, hold
you're
on.
You're not giving her the truth.
You know what, sis? Hold on. And I'm glad we got to this point. You know why I'm not giving you the truth, sis? You know why I'm not giving you the truth? Because I'm a black man. And black men and women do not have truth. Only white people have truth. I guarantee
you.
Only white people have the truth.
That's
black people don't know about truth.
Now, no, that's not true.
That's not true.
She wants to jump in. I'm giving her a chance.
Let her jump in.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
I do.
Do you all not realize that you're individuals? Do you all
not
realize that?
No, we're not individuals. No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not. This is black.
Oh, I see.
First of all, hold on. We're dealing with two different cultures here. By your being European, you're trying to impose your individualistic culture on African people. We as African people are not individualistic.
You're definitely dealing with two different cultures.
No, see.
Holistic. Says everything
no.
is everything.
Let me finish. At the end of the day, if I'm an atheist, and if I'm an atheist or she's a Christian, a Hebrew Israelite, we're still brothers and sisters. See, by the Caucasian making that statement, she's trying to impose her white culture on us as black people. We know at the end of the day, no matter what we call ourselves, we're still brothers and sisters. Those Hebrew brothers are my brothers. Ayana is my sister. You know what I'm saying? The sister that hosts this show is my sister. Not a Caucasian, because she said she's individualistic. She's letting you know that she's not a part of us.
That is not what I was saying.
What was you saying?
What are you saying? You said she's individualistic.
You don't shut
saying.
Up long enough for me to say anything.
Oh, right, sir, because you're privileged. You are white and entitled to tell me to shut up because you're white and I'm black. I get it.
That's not what I said.
That's what you said.
Go ahead, Thelma, then we're going to go into closing remarks. Go ahead, Thelma, and everybody's going to give us a closing remark, and we're going to get out of here before we get cut off. Go ahead.
Sister Karen.
Yes, sir.
No, let the lady speak.
Okay.
Let her make a point.
My point is that I realize you're atheist,
why are we lying to her, though? We're just giving her a culture.
Come on, y'all. Let Thelma finish, please.
I wanted to get to that point, why are we lying to her about her culture. What part of that was a lie?
Because the history that you're actually stating is not entirely true. You are not giving the full history of the world. If you were, you would understand that it was not the Europeans that went in first and conquered everywhere.
It was the Arabs. Arabs?
Yes, it was Arabs.
Right. There you have it. Keep going.
Yeah. Also had the Mongolians that got in there, and you also had the Chinese that got in there, and you make it sound like it was the Europeans from day one that went down there and beat up the Africans. You're wrong.
Talk about Christianity, sis.
We're talking about Christianity.
What?
The Chinese never enslaved Africans.
This guy is never going to be quiet long enough for me to say anything.
We got to get out of here before we get cut off. Go ahead, Thelma. Please finish.
Go ahead, Thelma.
The only thing I wanted to say was what I was saying is that we are all individuals, but we all come from the same place.
How can we
be
individuals?
And God created us.
Because if you'd be quiet for a minute, I could say it. God created us in his image, and by doing so, we have the ability to create the world we live in every day. But we don't do it.
Okay, here's my closing mark. What image are you in? If the black man and black woman was the first people on earth, then we are in the image and after likeness of what you're calling God. So my question is, then, what image are you in then?
No, wait a minute, I'm not going to go there. If we're talking about the Bible.
No, hold on. It's the truth. Guess who image, she's in the image and after the likeness
wrong with her?
Of black people.
Carrie.
Did you get that?
I have to go. I've got a sick dog. I don't know what's
wrong.
Wow.
Thank you, Thelma, for your participation. First of all, let me acknowledge that question, and then I'm going to move on. The Bible says that he made us all in his image, and that then that includes black, white, red, brown.
Okay, we're going to do closing remarks.
We'll start with you, Black Sun. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, you can check us out at Black Atheists of Atlanta. We have a website, blackatheistsofatlanta.com. We have a Facebook on Black Atheists of Atlanta. You can check us out every Monday on WAIN.TV, every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m.
And isn't your website blackatheistsofatlanta.com?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Unkaket, your closing remark.
I like to simply say it is a scientific fact, right? I wasn't being out of order, sis. It's proven science that white people come out of black people. That is the science. I wasn't being funny and I wasn't being disrespectful. She ran because a dog got sick because the truth hurts. The truth hurts that you have disrespected black people forever. You have disrespected your mother and your father. And that truth hurts. That's my closing statement.
Okay. Study group, DeJuan study group out of Dallas.
Well, you have heard the truth. That young man is not lying. They don't know their history. They got our history mixed up into their history. Well, they got our story mixed up into their history. If my question to you, if God had bronze hair and feet of bronze brass and woolly hair, that ain't a white man. So I ask any white man, who is your God? Because it sure ain't Jesus. Jesus couldn't be your God, or the God of the Bible could not be your God. And then if I'm going into the sixth chapter of Genesis, your whole history is in there. That's the reason I say that the Bible is a history book, you didn't let me finish, of white people.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, and see, not black people. They don't have our story, but we know their history because they come out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand everything that the white man knows. He conquered us through our stupidity of being nice to him. And we should have killed him when he came over here on this side of the Western Hemisphere. It was told in our wampum belt that anything white came from the east to kill him. Montezuma didn't do that. They didn't do that. Why he over here in the Western Hemisphere. Everywhere he's went, he's killed in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
And he has the worst slave history than any nation of people, even the Arabs. The Arabs and the Muslims didn't break up the families like this people. You got to know the slave trade and the history of the slave trade.
Okay, so we got to get out of here. Who else from the DeWise group wants to make closing remarks? And we got to get out of here. Jackie, Paul, David. David just spoke, but Paul,
Tyrone? I concur.
Okay. Paul.
I want to say this real quick.
Okay.
All the brothers and sisters on the phone, even though I'm a black atheist, I agree with what that brother said. And brother, I'm going to let you know that you are my brother. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We may not agree on theology, but you are my brother. You know what I'm saying? And we're not individuals. We are brothers and sisters.
I'm an individual. I'm a GBI.
Okay, does anybody else have closing remarks?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
If you do not understand racism, white supremacy, you will not understand the words that just came out of our mouth. I want to make sure that we understand that Jesus Christ is the number one killer of black people. It's a cultural destruction. He's a man that has 12 buddies. He does not have a woman around him. That is not balancement. You know it, sis. If you're around a man that don't want a woman for 35 years of his life, 30 years of life, you're going to look at him like he's funny. He's going to be that little friend on the side. And so let's start looking at reality and understand that the white man has lied to us. He has lied to all indigenous people on the planet, right, for resources and land that we would have gave him. But he murdered and killed people for their land and resources. He could have shared it, but he never wanted to share. I just want to put that out there.
Okay, y'all, we got to get out of here. Anybody else with closing remarks before I close out? Okay, I'd like to thank the Black Atheists of Atlanta for being with me tonight, and also DeWaw Study Group out of Dallas. A reminder, y'all, the views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect that of Center Stage, the host, or advertisers. Also, a reminder, next week, come back, be with me, Friday night, next Friday night, we're going to be talking about do you know what is in your food? And we're going to break down, you know, exactly how they have genetically altered food.
Mm.
What that means.
Who did that, sis? Who did that, sis? Hold on. Who did that to the food? Was the African people? Let's talk about that real quick. Who did that
y'all
to the food?
Y'all let me finish.
Sis?
Y'all ought to quit. Again, thank you to my guests. Thank you to the audience for listening. Basically, I hope that this is just a dialogue, and you know, we're not trying to persuade. I'm not trying to persuade anybody to believe one way or another. But tonight was just a conversation because it was spun out of the conversation that had been ongoing in the chat room. Okay, this is Carrie Hines signing off. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Call me.
Yeah, what?